Hello and welcome to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and boy, we have a great matchup for you. Two California League foes battling out for Game 6 of this six-game series. The single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and the Oakland Athletics ready to square off, and boy, has it been a fun series. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies, who come in with a record of 13-13. They sit three games back of first place with the California League Northern Division standings behind the Modesto Nuts and the San Jose Giants. While the Stockton Ports, they come in with a record of 6-20. They are 10 games back of both Modesto and San Jose in the California League Northern Division standings. The Ports in fourth place, the Grizzlies in third. But Game 6, and it's been a wild 5 days so far. We've had a lot of rain, a lot of changes of pitchers to lineups and everything in between. But so far, Stockton has taken 3 of 5 games, but your Grizzlies have won the last two. Last night, they won by a final score of 9-4. The Grizzlies scored four runs in the seventh, 3 runs in the eighth, and 1 run in the ninth. So 8 of their 9 runs scored in the final 3 frames. It was a 3-run homer from Robbie Martin, a 2-RBI triple from Luis Mendez, and an RBI triple from Skylar Messenger that led things overall. The 3 M's in the lineup getting things done for Fresno in last night's game. So the Grizzlies won 9-4, and they look to even the series at 3 games apiece, as they'll give the ball to the right-hander, Jackson Cox, who gets the ball tonight. Jackson Cox, his first professional game, his professional debut. We'll see what the right-hander brings to the table. He is listed as the number 13 overall prospect on MLB.com in the Rockies system. We get to see the young right-hander get the ball this afternoon. Well, on the other side, the Stockton Ports go to the right-hander, Yeigler Jimenez. Yeigler Jimenez comes in with a record of 1-0, a 4.50 ERA. Yeigler Jimenez gets the ball, 1-0, a 4.50 ERA. He has been fantastic this year overall. So both teams going with strong right-handers to finish this series off. So that's what happened yesterday, a 9-4 win for Fresno. They look to tie the series at 3 games apiece. They give the ball to Cox, and they'll take on Jimenez for today's action. Well, prior to today's game, I sat down with Grizzlies shortstop Ryan Ritter, and I got a chance to talk to one of the most promising players in the Rockies system. Ryan Ritter won the Gold Glove at the University of Kentucky his senior year. Her junior year, and we get a chance to talk all about his defensive prowess, and he's also been very, very good this year with the bat. So we talked about what his approach at the plate is. We also talked about his road to the pros. Ryan Ritter is our pregame guest, and we come back right after this. We'll have that interview with Ryan Ritter. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Interview with Grizzlies shortstop Ryan Ritter in 3, 2, 1. I'm bringing one of the most talented guys in the Rockies system, Grizzlies shortstop Ryan Ritter. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, appreciate being here, man.
Absolutely. So you grew up in Illinois, so Evergreen Park, is that correct?
Yeah, I was born in Evergreen Park, moved out to Tinley Park, and that's where I live now.
So is it on the north or southern side?
South side.
So now you're a White Sox fan.
I'm a White Sox fan.
Okay,
yes.
So family all White Sox fans?
Yes, actually, all my cousins are Cubs fans.
Oh, no.
But we moved a little to Tinley Park, suburbs, you know,
yeah.
South Side. So, yeah, we're all Sox fans down there, though.
Gotcha. So, growing up, did you have a favorite player when it came to someone that you maybe looked after?
I always watched Jose Reyes and Derek Jeter. They were both flat, like good shortstops. Jose's really flashy, and Derek Jeter's a good leader, so I always watched them.
So you went to high school. Can you tell me about your high school experience? You guys dominated.
Yeah, we had a really good high school team, a lot of good, talented players on that team. My high school is very competitive in sports, so it was good growing up there. A lot of my players, a lot of my friends still play baseball today, so a lot of guys that went off to do good things.
So your kind of first step into college, you weren't really looked after. You kind of went to the JUCO D3 route, is that correct?
Yeah, I went JUCO out of high school. I was committed to Austin Peay out of high school, then decided to go JUCO to, you know, open up new opportunities for me. I just thought that was best decision at the time, and that was probably the best decision I made.
Absolutely. And you know, you dominated then at JUCO, and then you got a chance to go to the University of Kentucky. So tell me about your time with Kentucky.
Yeah, it was awesome. I had a lot of good moments, a lot of good memories there. Made a lot of good friends too. Baseball is really awesome. Coach Manch, Coach Coggin, you know, they took me under their arms. I enjoyed every second of it.
Can you tell fans what it's like playing in the SEC, one of the most powerful conferences in sports?
Yeah, it's a dream come true, man. My first series was Auburn, and it was just cool being like at the place that Bo Jackson played at.
Yeah.
So I was just enjoying the whole process of it all.
You know, one of the things that went on there, I mean, you're a good hitter, but you are known for your fielding. So what goes into the process of being a good defensive player?
I'd say just repetitions. A lot of reps. I got to have fun with it. Go through the legs. Honestly, yeah, just have fun with it and take a lot of reps. So we did a lot of good things at Kentucky with that. You know, I was tired after every session. So that's one thing I really liked about that.
So last season at Kentucky, you won the Gold Glove for being the best defensive player in college. When you found out that you won that award, what does that mean to you?
It was awesome because I always take really good pride in my defense. And to see that happen, you know, my coach said it was going to happen, and I believed him. And then once I got that call, it was like, wow, this really just happened. I was really happy.
So then you went through the process of the draft process, and you got taken in the fourth round by the Rockies. Where were you when you found out that you were drafted by the Rockies?
I was at home with my family. We were just watching TV, and just when it happened, it was awesome, you know, something you dream of as a kid. I'm just grateful for the opportunity.
And, you know, now you're in pro baseball, and the glove is there, but the bat has come around as well. 6 home runs. You're tied for the league lead in the California League. What does the bat mean right now to you, and having hitting coach Trevor Burmeister help you out a little bit?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. I mean, we have a really fun team. We like to get after it every day, so every day I show up to the field, and we're just always competing. So we just want to get better every single day here.
You know, for you, what can fans expect from you for the rest of the season?
A fun team, a fun atmosphere. You know, we're going to want to put on a show for you guys, so come out, and it's going to be fun to watch in this dance, for sure.
So the rest of the season, we have a lot of fun promotions, Star Wars Night, Marvel. Do you have a favorite Star Wars character?
I say Yoda, because, you know, he's different, and something, he does some crazy stuff, so I think that's really cool.
And then do you have a favorite Marvel character as well?
I don't even know. I don't watch too much Marvel, honestly.
All right. Well, I guess that might be something you have to watch in a few bit. But, yeah. Ryan, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you again.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California, for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and boy, we have a great matchup for you. Two California League Northern Division foes, the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and the Oakland Athletics, ready for Sunday afternoon battle here at Banner Island Ballpark. The Grizzlies come in with a record of 13-13. They set 3 games back in the California League Northern Division standings behind the Modesto Nuts and the San Jose Giants, while on the other side, the Stockton Ports come in with a record of 6-20. They are 10 games back of Modesto and San Jose in the California League Northern Division standings. But the Ports can win the series today. They took the first three games of this series. The Grizzlies have won the last two, including last night's 9-4 win. We also like to thank Ryan Ritter for joining us on the pregame show. He was a lot of fun to talk to. A very humble, great young man in Ryan Ritter. With that being said, it's now time for today's starting lineups presented by Toyota. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies under first-year manager Steve Solis. Leading off and playing left field, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting second, a pregame guest, the shortstop, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting third, the third baseman, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting fourth and back in the lineup, the DH, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting fifth, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting seventh, the first baseman, number 15, Parker Kelly. Batting eighth is the catcher, number 33, Jesus Ordonez, who will be making his first start in a Fresno uniform. He was just added to the roster just a couple nights ago. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 2, Luis Mendez. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies is the right-hander number 45, Jackson Cox, who'll be making his professional debut. The Rockies' number 13 overall prospect gets the ball for Fresno. So once again, it's Snyder, Ritter, Perez, Betancourt, Bugarin, Andrews Jr., Kelly, Ordonez, Mendez, and Jackson Cox on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineups for your hometown, Stockton Ports. And under manager Gregorio Petit, they just changed the lineup. Here's their new lineup. Leading off and playing left field, number 9, Clark Elliott. Batting second, the center fielder, number 8, Colby Thomas. Batting third, the right fielder, number 3, Henry Bolte. Batting fourth, the DH, number 28, Tommy Stevenson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 7, Brennan Malone. Batting sixth, the third baseman, number 6, TJ Schofield Sam. Batting 7th is the shortstop, number 5, B.J. Cook. Batting 8th, the second baseman, number 1, Jose Escorche. And batting 9th, the catcher, number 2, Mario Gomez. And on the bump for the Stockton Ports is the right-hander, number 11, Degler Jimenez, who comes in with a record of 1-0, a 4.50 ERA. Jimenez gets the ball. So once again, for Stockton, it will be Elliott, Thomas, Bolte, Stevenson, Malone, Schofield, Sam, Cook, Escorche, Gomez, and Jimenez gets the ball on the bump as the Ports turn into the Caballos de Stockton for the last time in this. Lowriders are in their Copa de la Diversión weekend. The Grizzlies are not wearing their Lowriders uniforms. They will be ready in a couple weeks at Chukchansey Park. The Grizzlies are in the red jerseys, the black cap with the red bill with the California Bear flag on the center of that black cap. They're in the red jerseys, the gray pants. And our home plate umpire is Tatum Littleton. Over at first base and the bases is David Sabal as we get set a beautiful afternoon for Grizzlies baseball. All right, when we come back right after this break, we'll have the national anthem and first pitch. You're listening to Grizzlies baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. with 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The catcher, number 2, Mario Gomez. And today's starting pitcher, number 11, Gabler Jimenez. Joining the Caballos on the field are today's junior Caballos, the Brentwood Pony Mustang Mets and the Brentwood Pony Mustang Giants. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we ask that you please rise if you are able. And before we honor America with our national anthem, we wanted to take a moment to pay tribute to the life and career of the legendary Vida Blue, who passed away last night. There are few players with a more decorated career than Vida Blue. He was a 3-time World Series champion, an MVP, a 6-time All-Star, a Cy Young Award winner, and an Oakland A's Hall of Famer. Vida will always be a franchise legend and a friend to all he met. If you would please join us in a moment of silent tribute in honor of the one and only Vida Blue. Thank you. Here to sing the Star Spangled Banner today is Miranda Duarte.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight? Broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and rockets' red glare, the bombs burned.
How about that national anthem to get us ready for Sunday afternoon baseball here in Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. Grizzlies baseball ready to go as the Stockton Ports and the Fresno Grizzlies conclude their 6-game series this afternoon from Banner Island Ballpark. Again, however you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in. My name is Stephen Rice, and boy, we have a great matchup for you. A battle of right-handers, Jackson Cox's pro debut for the Grizzlies, and Daigler Jimenez, who is warming up right now for the Stockton Ports. A good battle of right-handers this afternoon. For the Grizzlies will be Jake Snyder, Ryan Ritter, Andy Perez, Bryant Betancourt, Jesus Bugarin, E.J. Andrews Jr., Parker Kelly, Jesus Ordonez, and Luis Mendez. That's the lineup that Jimenez will face as the right-hander gets ready to go. Beautiful weather here in Stockton, California. A little bit of some partly cloudy skies. A little bit of wind as well, too, but a beautiful afternoon, and it looks like the rain will hopefully have surpassed in this series. We've seen a lot of rain and gloomy skies, but a beautiful afternoon for baseball. Jake Snyder will lead things off against the right-hander in Daigler Jimenez. And the Grizzlies looking to split the six-game series with these Ports, who took the first three games of the series. The Grizzlies winning on Friday night and then winning again last night by a score of 9-4. Jake Snyder will hit from the left side as he takes on the right-hander in Daigler Jimenez. Tatum Littleton is the home plate umpire, and on the bases is David Sabal. All right, about set for first pitch as Jimenez works from the full windup. He'll wind and deal, and here's the first pitch. And it's a fastball in the inner part of the plate, called a strike, and we are underway at 2:14 p.m. Here comes the 0-1, and it's a ground ball, and it's down foul to the right side. The count in no balls and two strikes. As Jake Snyder leads things off. So no balls, two strikes to the left fielder in Snyder. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball outside. The count of 1-2. Good pitch there from Jimenez, trying to get a quick strikeout to start his contest. As here comes the 1-2 from Jimenez. And it's a fastball in the inner part of the plate, and it's called a ball. And the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lots of run on that pitch. 93 miles per hour. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the offering. And Snyder, fly ball to right field. And not even moving is the right fielder, Bolte. And Snyder's retired. One batter, one out. It'll bring up the shortstop and our pregame guest, Ryan Ritter. Ryan Ritter all over the California League hitting leaderboard. Ritter is tied for first in the league with 6 homers. Tied for second with 19 walks. Tied for fourth in extra base hits with 11. Tied for fifth in RBI with 17. 6th in total bases with 44. Here comes the first pitch from Jimenez, and it's outside the count at 1-0. Ritter is also 8th in slugging percentage at .518 and 9th in OPS at .920. Here comes the 1-0 from Jimenez, and it's a ground ball towards the third baseman, Schofield Sam. It goes foul. The count at 1-1. Grizzlies manager and third base coach Steve Solis makes the play. He'll give the ball to a young fan. Over at first base is the bench coach for the Grizzlies, Cesar Galvez. Here comes the 1-1, and Ritter now squares to bunt. He drops one down the third baseline. Tough play. Jimenez, a bare hand. Over to first, and it's in time. Ritter hustling down the line, but a perfect throw from Jimenez. And Jimenez fields his position for the second out. Goes 1-3 on the putout, and with 2 outs, now here comes the third baseman and Andy Perez. First time we've seen Ritter try to lay down a bunt in a situation with no one on. And Jimenez did a great job getting off the mound to field that ball. The first pitch is high in the count of 1-0. That ball was on the third base side, right near the line, a couple feet below the catcher. As here comes the pitch to Perez. And a line drive to right field, and that ball is going to stay fair. Perez now on his horse. He rounds first, has the second. Perez will get the stoplight at second base, and it's a 2-out double for Andy Perez. The 18-year-old went hunting there, and he picks up his 4th extra base hit in this series. And he'll bring up the designated hitter in Bryant Betancourt. So a 2-out double now, and here is Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt, the other night, this would have been Wednesday night, or Thursday night, left the game with an injury. But back in the lineup today, seems to be fully healthy. He is the designated hitter. Here's the first pitch to him, and the first pitch is low. And the count of 1 ball, no strikes. Just underway, top of the first inning here at Banner Island Ballpark. No score between Stockton and Fresno. Here's the pitch to Betancourt, and it swung on and missed. Count now 1 ball, 1 strike. And I believe the scoreboard out in left center field is malfunctioning right now. Still says there's only 1 out, and it still is not getting rid of the strikes or balls. Now it's updated here. 2 outs, runner at second. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball foul as it goes into the body of Betancourt. And the count now at 1-2. As Betancourt looking for the RBI here. Perez is the runner at second with two outs here on the top of the first. Beautiful afternoon for baseball here at Banner Island Ballpark. Here's the pitch, and there goes Perez, and that pitch is fouled to the backstop. Perez was going to be in there easily. Jimenez, I believe, did not even look at him. The big right-hander. Perez was ready for his third stolen base in this series. He had two just the other night, the most by a Grizzlies batter in a single game. And that was during the 2023 season, of course. As here comes the 1-2. And it's a line drive, and it's caught by the shortstop in Cook. Betancourt was right on it, but unfortunately, nothing comes about it. We have the bottom of the first. No score. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. Yeah!
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California, for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. No score as we head to the bottom of the first inning. And the right-hander Jackson Cox finishing up his warm-up pitches, the professional debut for the Rockies' second-round pick in 2022. 19 years old, Jackson Cox gets the ball. The number 13 overall prospect in the Rockies system. He'll take on Clark Elliott, Colby Thomas, Henry Bolte, Tommy Stevenson, Brandon Malone, and TJ Schofield Sam, BJ Cook, Jose Escorche, and Mario Gomez against the right-hander in Jackson Cox. Cox will work from the full windup. And here comes the pitch to Clark Elliott. A fastball low in the zone. The count at 1-1, no strikes. This is our first look at Jackson Cox, as he was not did not play in anything last year after being drafted by the Rockies in the second round. Here's the 1-0. It's a ground ball. It's going to be to the third baseman, Perez. Perez charging over to first, and it's in time. 5-3 on the putout, and Elliott's retired. And just two pitches in, already 94 miles per hour on the gun from the right-hander in Jackson Cox. So a lot of downward plane on the first couple of pitches, as here comes the center fielder in Colby Thomas, as that pitch is a called strike, and the count at no balls and a strike. Stockton did have a lineup change prior to first pitch. Here comes the 0-1, and that's in the dirt. The count now at 1-1. So if you're trying to watch the live action on game day on our website, or on Stockton's website, you won't be able to do so for the time being as they try to update that lineup change. Here comes the 1-1, and a fastball high, and the count at 2-1 from Jackson Cox. Jesus Ordonez is his catcher this evening. 2-1. Here's the next pitch from Cox, and it's a ground ball again. Perez charging. Perez now to first with a speedy Thomas, and he gets there. 5-3 on the second out, and he'll bring up the right fielder in Henry Bolte. Great play again from Perez. Perez, great range coming in once again. The first one from Elliott was more towards the third base bag, or the shortstop side of things. Well, that one's more towards the third base bag in Thomas. Now here's Henry Bolte with two outs. And it's a curveball in the dirt, and the count of 1-0. The Grizzlies wearing their red jerseys, black caps with the red bill. The Growlifornia bear flag on the top of that black cap. Here's the next pitch, and it's outside. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes. To Henry Bolte. Here's the 2-0, and it's down low. And the count now at 3 balls and no strikes. Bolte out of the lineup last night. He's had a very good series. Multiple RBIs in multiple games for him. As the 3-0 is right down the middle. And the count now at 3-1. That pitch at 95 miles per hour. And it just looks like it's easy for Jackson Cox. Here's the 3-1. And that ball is low. And it's a 2-out walk. So Bolte will head over to first base. And he'll bring up the DH in Tommy Stevenson. And as we said, it's the pro debut for Jackson Cox. And you got to expect some nerves. His family is here today in support. But it's always got to be nervous. Only 19 years old. But a second-round draft pick and being the number 13 prospect. So, of course, some nerves are here for the right-hander in Jackson Cox. Here's the pitch, and it swung on him. It's a fastball high in the zone. The count at 0-1. Good elevated fastball there from Cox. And Stevenson behind on it. But so far, looks really good for Jackson. Here comes the next pitch, and it is right there for a strike. And the count now at 0-2. As Cox quickly ahead here, I wonder if he'll go to a breaking ball. We've seen a curveball around 80 miles per hour so far. 0-2. As Bolte leads from first. Here's the pitch. And it's that breaking ball, and it's outside. And the count at 1-2. And just the spot we expected there, but a great take from Tommy Stevenson. He is the DH. Here comes the pitch from Cox. And it is right down the middle, and there's his first professional strikeout. Stevenson caught looking as we head to the top of the second. No score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
All droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars night. And may the Force be with you.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. No scores at the top of the second between the Grizzlies and the Ports. It's Chukchansi Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chukchansi Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening, and you must be 21. Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the top of the second, we thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Jesus Bugarin will lead things off against the right-hander Daigler Jimenez. As here comes the pitch from the righty, and that is outside. The count of 1 ball, no strikes. Bugarin had a good game last night, scored 3 times, reached base 3 times as well. As here comes the 1-0 to Bugarin, and that is a called strike, and the count at 1-1. He is the center fielder this afternoon for Fresno, was a DH only once in this series. Here comes the 1-1, and it's a high chopper, and it's going to go foul down the left field line. And the count now at 1 ball and 2 strikes. So 1 ball, 2 strikes, no outs here in the top of the second, no score between Stockton and Fresno. Series finale between these two teams. As here comes the 1-2 from Jimenez. And Boo Green will foul that pitch off, a breaking ball in the outer part of the plate. The count remains at 1-2. Degler Jimenez wears the number 11 on the back of his Copa jersey. They have the lime green caps, white jerseys with stripes about halfway down the jerseys. That pitch is outside. The count is 2-2. And I wanted to get a closer look on these jerseys. The stripes go purple, white, lime green, some sort of black, and then purple again. As that is swung on and missed, and Boo Green down on strikes. That is the first strikeout for Jimenez. And with one out, here comes the right fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr. So again, those stripes, this is actually from the belt up. So it actually goes purple, white, lime green, black, purple. Lime green caps. And they have Caballos, De Stockton. Caballos is in green. De Stockton is in white, it looks like. They have the white pants as well. And it looks like the numbers are in purple. Very, very cool Copa de la Diversión uniforms. Here's the 1-0, and it swung on and missed by Andrews Jr. The count now at 1-1. To E.J. Andrews Jr. Here comes the 1-1. And it's a high fly ball out to left field. The left fielder and Elliott ranging over. He has room, still room, and that will be the second out of the inning as Andrews Jr., a deep fly out. With two away, here comes the first baseman in Parker Kelly. Andrews Jr. is heading over to that short left porch out on left field. Jimenez, though, is in his third professional season. He is 6'2", 170 pounds for the right-hander. Here's the pitch to Kelly, and it's a breaking ball inside, and the count at 1-0. Jimenez, born on December 3rd, 2001. That means he'll be 22 years old this year. Here comes the 1-0, and that is swung on miss, a good breaking ball away, and the count at 1-1. He is from Venezuela. Let me try to pronounce his hometown. Barquisimeto. I probably butchered that. The 1-1 is a called strike. The count now at 1-2. He was an international free agent signed by the Athletics in 2019. Split time between the ACL Athletics and Stockton. The Grizzlies have seen the right-hander plenty over the past couple of seasons. As the 1-2 is a line drive down the left field line. That will go into the left field corner. Kelly rounds first. He touches the bag. Heads to second base with a stand-up two-out double. For the second straight inning, the Grizzlies have a two-out double. This time it's Parker Kelly, the recipient of it. And I'll bring up the catcher now in Jesus Ordonez. Good piece of hitting there for Kelly. He's had a very good series as well. A very good hitter on the road for Kelly. Coming into tonight, Kelly had a .306 batting average over 14 road games. As here comes Jesus Ordonez, the first pitch is fouled off, and the count at 0-1. This is the first game and first start for Ordonez, the backup catcher, added to the Grizzlies roster on May 5th, after catcher Cole Stillwell was placed on the 7-day IL. Here's the 0-1 instead of check on Kelly back at second. No one covering, so Jimenez will just keep the ball in his mitt. So first game for Jesus Ordonez. So we'll see what he can do here with a runner in scoring position. As that pitch is high into shallow center field. It's the second baseman Escorche, and he is called off by the right fielder Bolte, who makes the catch. For the second straight inning, the Grizzlies leave a runner stranded at second. We head to the bottom of the second. No score between Fresno and Stockton. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro wins 5223.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the bottom of the second, no score between Fresno and Stockton. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the second, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Jackson Cox's first pitch to Brendan Malone is a fastball called a strike on the outside part of the plate. The count of no balls and a strike. It's a right-hander, works from the windup. And here comes his 0-1 offering to the first baseman in Brendan Malone. As that pitch is spiked into the ground, the count of one ball and one strike from the right-hander in Jackson Cox. First professional start for the right-hander, only 19 years old. He is 6'1", 185 pounds. Bats right and throws right. As here's the next pitch, it's high and the count at 2-1. 19 years old, born on September 25th, 2003. He was born in Portland, Oregon. Here's the 2-1 as that is fouled off to the backstop and out of play. The count now at two balls and two strikes. Went to Tootle Lake High School in Washington. I believe that is how you pronounce it. Tootle, T-O-U-T-L-E. As that pitch is inside. The count now full 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. As that pitch is fouled off, we'll do it again with the same count. He was a second-round draft pick, pick number 50 overall in 2022. His first professional season. And after he was drafted last year by the Rockies, did not appear in rookie ball. Here comes the 3-2, as that is a high ground ball to the shortstop, Ritter. Ritter sure hands over to first, and he records the out. 6-3 as Malone is retired. He'll bring up the third baseman in TJ Schofield Sam. With one out here in the bottom of the second. So Jackson Cox's first start. He was the only high school player the Rockies drafted in 2022. Here's the pitch, and it is an off-speed pitch in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. He signed with the Rockies for an above slot of $1.85 million. Instead of going to the University of Oregon, as that's a high fly ball out to left field. The left fielder Snyder races over towards the line. He reaches up and makes the catch. Two outs now, and he'll bring up the shortstop in B.J. Cook. So he was initially committed to the University of Oregon, pretty much right at home for him. Instead, he decided to sign with the Rockies, and now pitching in professional baseball. His family is here as well. Got a chance to talk to them pregame. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball low, and the count at 1-0. And it's always fun talking with family members before a player's first game. You always wonder who's more nervous, the player or the pitcher. That's a ground ball back to Cox. He snags it. The underhand over to first, and Jackson Cox has his first 1-2-3 inning as a pro. We head to the top of the third. No score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro wins 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Top of the third inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. As Diego Jimenez will take on Luis Mendez. As here's the first pitch to Mendez, and it is outside. And the count at 1-0. It is Luis Mendez. As here comes the 1-0. And that swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts is the proud hotel sponsor of minor league baseball. Also a sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's the 1-1 inside. The count at 2-1. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts on their website to book your next stay. Plenty of amenities at a great price. Check out more on Wyndham Hotels and Resorts on their website. A proud sponsor of minor league baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. And here in the top of the third, we thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for being a proud sponsor of your Grizzlies. Here comes the next pitch to Mendez. The count at 3-1 from Jimenez. And it is high, 4, and Mendez draws a leadoff walk. First walk issued by Jimenez, and he'll bring up the left fielder in Jake Snyder. And Luis Mendez, that is now his 18th walk. Coming into tonight's contest, he was tied for 8th in the California League in walks. He also ranks 5th in on-base percentage at .449. Now here's Jake Snyder, who ranks 7th in on-base percentage at .435. As that first pitch is ripped out to center field. Unfortunately, it is playable for the center fielder in Thomas. He'll range over and make the catch. And Snyder's retired for the second time, as he'll bring up the shortstop in Ryan Ritter. Snyder also ranks top 10 in batting average. He's 8th with a .320 clip. And he's tied for 10th with 17 runs. So here comes the next pitch from Jimenez to Ryan Ritter. One out here in the top of the third. As Mendez fakes the steal, and it's a called strike to Ritter on the outer part of the plate. The count at 0-1. Top of the third, no score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. The series finale between these two California League Northern Division foes. Here's the 0-1, and there goes Mendez. The throw down is second. Plenty of time, but Mendez is there. A stolen base for Luis Mendez. And now a runner in scoring position with one out. That pitch was a ball, by the way. The count at 1-1. It was a breaking ball and a great throw from the catcher in Mario Gomez. But Mendez swipes the base. For Mendez, that is his second stolen base in three chances this year. That's a high fly ball. Left field, it's going to go foul. Ritter is right on it. The count now at 1-2. He was ready for that pitch there from Jimenez. With a runner in scoring position, the Grizzlies look to take a 1-0 lead. Series finale so far, the Grizzlies have won 2 of 5 games so far. As here comes the 1-2. As Mendez takes a big jump from second, that ball is high. And the count at 2-2. Mendez, a lot of chaos over there at second base. All for the right reasons. As the second baseman, Escorche, going to play just behind him. Mendez takes his lead. Still leading. Playing a cat-and-mouse game with the second baseman, Escorche. And now we'll check on Mendez. No throw from Jimenez. So the count remains at 2-2 to Ritter. And the reason why a runner does something like that is to distract the pitcher from maybe executing a specific pitch. Here comes the 2-2 as Ritter sees a pitch outside. The count at 3-2. So maybe as right there, maybe he overthrows a breaking ball. Or a fastball gets too much of the plate, and the pitcher can take advantage of it. Or the hitter can take advantage of it, excuse me. 3-2-1 here in the top of the third. Mendez leads again. Here's the pitch, and that is high, ball 4, and Ritter draws the walk. Ritter up to first base, second walk this inning for Jimenez. Runners now at first and second with one out. As here comes the always dangerous third baseman in Andy Perez. The Grizzlies and Ports conclude their 6-game series today at Banner Island Ballpark. This is the second of 5 series between the clubs in 2023 and the first of 2 sets in Stockton. Here comes the pitch to Perez, and he swings and misses on a breaking ball low and inside, and the count at 0-1. The Grizzlies are 49-16, 6-5 this year, all time against the Ports, with a 24-5 record at Banner Island Ballpark. They are 2-3 this year, though. Here comes the 0-1, and it's a fastball drilled to the left side, and it goes out of play, and the count now at 0-2. Last season, Fresno went 26-4 against the Ports with a plus 123 run differential, 239-116. Those 26 Grizzlies wins broke a franchise record for most victories against an opponent in a single season. Here's the 0-2 as Perez will take a breaking ball outside. The count at 1-2 as Jimenez looking for the strikeout. So the Grizzlies have had a lot of success against the Ports over the past couple of years, but this season has been more on the difficult end, a very gritty Stockton team led by manager Gregorio Petit. Here comes the 1-2, and that is a high pop-up. It's going to stay on the infield. Who's it going to be? It's going to be the third baseman in Schofield, Sam making the play. And that's the second out of the inning. And with 2 outs, here's the DH in Bryant Betancourt. So Betancourt now is second chance with runners in scoring position. 2 outs here in the top of the third. No score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. Beautiful afternoon for baseball. Here's the pitch. And it's inside the count at 1-0. Mendez continues to dance over at second base. The shortstop now BJ Cook playing behind him. Mendez has a good sizable lead over at second. Here comes the 1-0 as that pitch is low and the count at 2-0. Good eye there from Betancourt, and Mendez continues to play some mind games over there. You would hate to create the third out at third base, though, as that pitch is in there for a called strike and the count at 2-1. But Mendez, if he gets a good enough jump and maybe a good enough lead, he could swipe third here as the third baseman Schofield Sam just off the bag. Here comes the 2-1, and that is inside. Great play from Gomez. Good backhand to stop that one. That one would have gone to the backstop, and Gomez, great play right there. So the count now 3-1 at Betancourt. He is in a favorable count here. Runners at first and second with 2 outs here in the top of the third. Here's the pitch. And it's a line drive to left field. It's going to get down in a shallow left field. Rounding third and heading home is Luis Mendez. And the Grizzlies take a 1-0 lead here in the third. Bryant Betancourt, the RBI single. Up to second base goes Ritter. And Luis Mendez scores on the play. And the Grizzlies have a lead. Third hit for Fresno. And again, 2 outs now for the center fielder, Jesus Bugarin. Fresno has scored first. They are 10-1 this year when scoring first. 10-1 with a 6-1 record on the road. So good omens here early for Fresno as they have a 1-0 lead. Here's the pitch, and Bugarin fouls that one, and the count at no balls and a strike. To Jesus Bugarin. Runners at first and second. The runner at second, Ritter, good speed. Here's the 0-1, and it's outside, and Gomez tries blocking it. Gets away from him a tad bit, and Ryan Ritter takes third. I believe that's going to be a wild pitch. So now runners at the corners with two outs. And Boo Green, who struck out his last time now, can extend this Grizzlies lead. So Boo Green now, the 1-1 count to him. Had three runs last night. A career high for him. Here's the 1-1. And it is low in the count of 2-1. Gomez trying to get a called strike there as he tried to pinpoint the glove on the bottom half of the zone. So now the count at 2-1. Jimenez comes set. Here's the 2-1, and that's a line drive to left field, and it is caught by the left fielder Elliott to end the inning. The Grizzlies do get a run, though, off of Brian Betancourt, RBI single. We have the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. Yeah!
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here in Banner Island Ballpark for the series finale between the Grizzlies and the Ports. Bottom of the third, 1-0, Fresno leads Stockton. As Jose Escorche will lead things off against the right-hander in Jackson Cox. So Jose Escorche will lead things off against the righty in Jackson Cox. As the first pitch is a called strike, and they count it no balls and a strike to Jose Escorche. Here's the 0-1, and that is inside. And the count now 1-1. Good off-speed pitch there from Jackson Cox. Fastball between 91 and 95 so far. Here's the 1-1. Line drive to the second base of Mendez, who does a little hop, and he makes the play. First out of the inning, Escorche is retired. I'm going to bring up the catcher in Mario Gomez. And so far, really liking what I'm seeing from Jackson Cox. Here comes the pitch. And it's a fastball in there for a called strike. The count at 0-1. 95 miles per hour. And that's with ease. I mean, that is pretty dang good. Here's the 0-1, and that's a curveball. It's fouled off. The count at 0-2. A scouting report for Jackson Cox stated that he was an athletic right-hander with a chance to have three pitches that are at least above average after all things are said and done. The fastball sits around 92 and can reach 96 with ease, and we've seen that this afternoon. It has excellent running life as well, but his bread and butter is the curve. As here comes the 0-2, and it is that curveball into the dirt. Ordonez will have to go down at first. He throws it down to Kelly. And just like that, his second strikeout of his professional career. Goes 2-3 on the putout. And with two away, here comes leadoff hitter in Clark Elliott. But his bread and butter is the curve, a plus hard slurve with deep and late bite that routinely registers spin rates of over 3,000 RPM. It has a huge two-plane wipe. So the ball just pretty much disappears as we see it there in the count of 1-0. It is one of the best breaking balls of that 2022 draft class. He also has a great feel for a changeup we've seen a couple times. Here's the next pitch. It's low in the count at 2-0. He repeats his delivery very well and can fill up the strike zone with all three of his pitches. and he could develop into a solid big league starter. Here's the 2-0, and it's outside. The count now at 3-0. Sometimes the issues could stem from his fastball staying true due to generic three-quarters arm slot. He's looked over the top so far, as that is a four-pitch walk, a two-out walk here to Clark Elliott. And with two outs, here's the center fielder, Colby Thomas. But a short strider with a bit of a crossbody action to his delivery. And it could be as simple as tweaking the stride length or direction to create more carry on his fastball. And I think they've done that already. I see a lot of really good change within the mechanics as that breaking ball is outside in the count at 1-0. Cox was one of two Washington High School arms who were drafted early in 2022, the other being J.R. Ritchie, who went number 35 overall to the Atlanta Braves. Here comes the next pitch to Thomas. And it is low in the count now at 2-0. Other notable Washington arms to go into the top five rounds of the MLB draft in their history are left-handers John Lester and Blake Snell, and right-handers Trevor May and Jeremy Bonderman, as that is a called strike. And Cox back into the strike zone now. That is a pretty good group to be with. John Lester and Blake Snell, both very good lefties who have had outstanding careers. Snell still, of course, going on. And then Trevor May and Jeremy Bonderman. Here comes the 2-1. That's a line drive, base hit, and Stockton has their first hit of the game. Boo Green quickly throws that ball into the shortstop, Ritter. So Thomas reaches on a single. Up to second is Elliott, and he'll bring up the right fielder, Henry Bolte. So first and second, two outs now here in the bottom of the third, 1-0 Fresno. The last local player from the area that Cox is from was Mark Morris high school product, Zach Brill. So Mark Morris high school product, Zach Brill. And Brill was drafted in 2012 by the Texas Rangers in the 31st round. That ball fouled off and they counted 0-1. Cox, though, in 48 innings as a senior, he struck out 107 of the 175 batters he faced. That's unbelievable. Here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander as he looks back the runner. Here's the pitch, and the breaking ball is just low. And the count of 1-1. He boasted a minuscule 0.44 ERA. And then in 2020, in a shortened season, had a perfect 6-0 record with opposing hitters batting 0.83 against him. Here's the 1-1. That pitch is low, and the count of 2-1. He was selected for the 2021 Perfect Game All-American Classic. And Tootle High School is located in the southwest part of the state and is near Mount St. Helens. Here comes the 2-1. That's a line drive out to right center field. Racing over. No one's going to get there. This will go for extra bases for Bolte. This game is tied. Now Stockton will send a second runner. Bolte now to third. He is diving in there. It's a 2-RBI triple, and the Ports have the lead. Henry Bolte, a two-out triple, and the Ports now in control. Thomas scores from first base. Clark Elliott scores from second. And this is all with two outs. Second hit, now two runs have scored here. As here comes the DH and Tommy Stevenson. Runner at third with two away. 2-1 now Stockton here in the third inning. As here comes the pitch, and it's a fastball, called a strike, and the count at 0-1, 94 miles per hour there from Jackson Cox. Very good right-hander, dominated in high school, really good stuff. But when you look at the amount of movement, the velocity, the control, the maturity on the mound, you can see why he struck out 107 batters of 175 he faced. I mean, the stuff is there. And a second-round draft pick now. Here's the 1-1. It swung on and missed. A high fastball. The count at 1-2. 94 miles per hour there. So he got past the bat of Stevenson. And now looking to get out of this inning without any more damage. Here comes the 1-2. And it's a breaking ball. And the count now at 2-2 as Ordonez couldn't keep it in his mitt. Count now at 2-2. Action in the Grizzlies' pen is the right-hander Gabriel Barbosa. He's the piggyback guy to Jackson Cox. Here's the pitch. It's a fastball high, and down goes Stevenson. But two runs score in the bottom of the third. We have the fourth. The Grizzlies trail 2-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. 2-1, Ports lead the Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth inning. Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious one- and two-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at LEPROVENCEAPTS.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Minkle Abbott and Le Provence, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. We thank Minkle Abbott for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off against Daigler Jimenez in the top of the fourth. Beautiful Sunday afternoon for the series finale. Here's the pitch as Andrews Jr. fouls that one off and the count at no balls and a strike. Andrews Jr. 0-for-1 this afternoon. As here comes the 0-1 from Jimenez, and it's a called strike and the count at 0-2. Good breaking ball there. Here comes the next pitch, and it's fouled off, and the count remain at no balls and two strikes. E.J. Andrews Jr. taking on Daigler Jimenez. Here's the next pitch, and that is swung on and missed, and Andrews Jr. caught on strikes. Second strikeout now for Jimenez. One out. He'll bring up the first baseman in Parker Kelly. Next batter, the first baseman, Parker Kelly. For Daigler Jimenez. This is his second game against the Grizzlies this season. Pitched against them on April 16th. In the start, three innings of no decision work. Allowed four hits, four runs all earned on two walks and two strikeouts. He has started four of his five games this year. And has a 1-0 record as that pitch is a called strike. And the count now at 0-2. Two games against Modesto and a game against Visalia. Got the win against the Rawhide after five innings of three-run ball. But his last start against the Nuts had a very good outing. 5 2/3 innings of one-run baseball. Allowed four hits and three walks while striking out five. He made his U.S. debut in 2022. As here comes the 1-2 from Jimenez to Kelly. And that is called strike three. A breaking ball and Kelly is caught looking. Back-to-back strikeouts now for Jimenez. There's a ring up the catcher in Jesus Ordonez. Jimenez started the season last year with the ACL Athletics, where he went 1-1 with a 5.25 ERA. He joined the Ports at the end of June and made 12 appearances, which included 8 starts. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball called a strike, and the count at 0-1. He compiled a 1-6 record with a 5.51 ERA. With 57 strikeouts in 47 1/3 innings. As that's a high fly ball. Right field is back at the track at the wall. And it is caught by the right fielder, Bolte, to end the innings. Ordonez just missed out on a home run as we had the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chuck Chancey Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars night. And may the Force be with you.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We are in the bottom of the fourth, 2-1. The Ports lead the Grizzlies as Brennan Malone will lead things off against the new Grizzlies pitcher, right-hander Gabriel Barbosa, who will work out of the pen for the first time this season. So that finishes the afternoon for Jackson Cox in his professional debut. Three innings of two-run baseball, allowed two hits and two walks while striking out three. So Jackson Cox, a very good first outing. And for the right-hander in Cox, he threw 48 pitches, 25 strikes. As now here comes Gabriel Barbosa, and the first pitch is flown foul against Brandon Malone. The count at no balls and a strike. The count's at 0-1. Next pitch is a ground ball to the shortstop, Ritter. Ritter on a couple bounces over to first, and he makes the play. Goes 6-3 in the second time. Now Malone has been recorded for an out with that put out, as we'll bring up the third baseman in T.J. Schofield, Sam. So T.J. Schofield, Sam, now he's 0-1 this afternoon against the right-hander Gabriel Barbosa. For Barbosa, his first game out of the pen, an 0-3 record, 11.02 ERA. He had made four starts before the move to the pen, giving way to Jackson Cox, but now in a piggyback situation. Here's the next pitch, and it's a high fly ball. It's going to be the second baseman in Mendez. Mendez reaches up, and he will make the play. Two outs now as we'll bring up the shortstop in B.J. Cook. Barbosa, 16 in the third innings. He has struck out 15. It's been a rough start to Barbosa's young season. But the right-hander has a lot of accolades, known as the best control in the Rockies system, according to Baseball America. Here's the pitch, and it's a fastball in the inner half, and the count at 0-1. Barbosa wears number 31 on the back of his red jersey. He is 6 feet, 183 pounds. 21 years old from Bastos, Brazil, as that curveball is outside, the count of 1-1. Born on January 22, 2002, signed as an international free agent in 2018. As here comes the 1-1, and that is a beautiful curveball in there in the count of 1-2. And Barbosa is the second player from Brazil to play for the Fresno Grizzlies. Murilo Gouveia played for the Grizzlies in 2015. Here's the 1-2, and that's a high fly ball out to center field, and Bugarin is there to make the catch. How about that? Gabriel Barbosa, 1-2-3, bomb the fourth. We have the fifth, 2-1, Ports lead the Grizzlies. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro wins 5-23.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the fifth inning, Ports lead the Grizzlies by a score of 2-1 in the series finale. The Grizzlies looking for a series split and their third straight win. And Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They're your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. Luis Mendez will lead things off here in the fifth inning against Daigler Jimenez. He'll whine and deal, and that pitch is inside, and the count at 1-0. As the Grizzlies trail 2-1. Here's the next pitch, and that is inside, and the count now at 2-0. Mendez walked and scored in his first plate appearance. He also stole a base. Here comes the 2-0, and that is a bunt attempt, and it's going to go foul towards the Grizzlies dugout. The count now at 2-0. Luis Mendez, a very good batter at the plate. Very tough to get out as that pitch is inside. And the count now at 3-1. Mendez is not a big guy, though. 5'11", 157 pounds. He's 20 years old from Azua, Dominican Republic. As here comes the 3-1 offering to Mendez. And that is high and outside, 4. And Mendez has walked for the second time in this contest. Third walk issued by Jimenez. Runner at first, nobody down here in the top of the fifth. As here comes the left fielder and Jake Snyder. As we said, the series finale between the Grizzlies and the Ports. It's been a very fun series so far. The Grizzlies next week will head back home to take on the Visalia Rawhide for a six-game set. As that pitch is lifted foul and the count at 0-1. The Stockton Ports are on the road. They will head over to Lone Mart Field to take on the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, who are probably one of the hottest teams in baseball. As here comes the 0-1 to Snyder. As a check on Mendez. Mendez is going to get over to second base as that ball gets away. And it's going to be an error as Mendez gets the second. And I believe that's going to be on the pitcher. Either way, it's an error as Mendez gets the second. Nobody out, a runner in scoring position for Fresno. They have now had a runner in scoring position in three of their four innings, and in the third inning is when they scored their run. And a lot of it because of Mendez, who has caused a lot of chaos on the base paths. Here comes the 0-1, is Mendez, big lead again. They're going to check on him. The count now 1-1. Mendez, a huge jump. He actually was probably where the shortstop would regularly play. And the shortstop, Cook, right behind him to making sure he doesn't go too far again. Here's the 1-1, and that pitch is lifted foul in the count of 1-2. And Jimenez didn't even check on Mendez right there. Mendez could have probably taken off. It is a throwing error on Daigler Jimenez, by the way, on the pickoff attempt. So first error for Stockton. So count now 1-2 to Snyder. Here in the top of the fifth. Here's the pitch. And that is lifted foul. We'll do it again with the same count. The count at 1-2. Again, we were talking about the Ports and their coaching staff, and they have a few names listed that Grizzlies fans may recognize. The first is hitting coach Kevin Kuzminoff, who played seven Major League Baseball seasons and played against Fresno from 2011 to 2014, as that pitch is going to hit Snyder on his foot. That is not a spot you want to get hit on. Mendez will have to go back to second base, I believe. So Snyder hit by the pitch. First hit batter for Jimenez. Now runners at first and second, no outs. For the shortstop in Ryan Rader, we'll have a mound visit. The Ports are managed by former Major League infielder Gregorio Petit, who played in 197 big league games. Petit played in the Pacific Coast League from 2007 to 2010, again from 2013 to 2014, and finally in 2016 for four different squads. He played with the Athletics, he played with the Los Angeles Angels, and then finally Stockton broadcaster Alex Jensen coached former Grizzlies righty Colin Kafka when he played JV baseball at De La Salle High School. So a lot of connections with these Ports with the Grizzlies. Kevin Kuzminoff, the hitting coach, as we said, I think he could still play today. That man is in tip-top shape. And Gregorio Petit, it was so much fun watching Petit growing up. Just a very, very tough out at the plate. A guy who played hard in the field, made a lot of great plays defensively. As a check on Mendez, no throw. He's back safely. So runners at first and second near the top of the fifth, no outs for Fresno. They trail 2-1 to Stockton. Alex Jensen, one of my favorite guys here in the California League, just in the booth next to me, as that pitch is outside the count at 1-0. So a lot of really good support staff, if you may be. One ball, no strikes to Ryan Rader. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on a miss. A good fastball there from Jimenez. That reached up to 94 on the gun. And his first fastball in his last four pitches. Here comes the 1-1, and that is a called strike, and Rader not happy with the call. The count now at 1-2. 93 on that fastball there from Jimenez. He's now way up here looking for his first out of the fifth inning. Here's the 1-2. And that is swung on and missed as Rader goes down on a breaking ball. And that is the fourth strikeout now for Jimenez. First out of the inning is a bring up the third baseman in Andy Perez. Andy Perez ranks tied for second in the California League in triples with three. And fellow outfielder Jesus Bouguerin tied for fourth in triples with two. Here comes Petit. It looks like there will be a pitching change. Degler Jimenez will have the ball taken from him. We're still waiting for that call. Still waiting. It's a mound visit right now. And that will do it for Degler Jimenez. All right, we'll be a pitching change here in the top of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We are still in the top of the fifth inning. A new pitcher for the Ports is the left-hander in Garrett Irvin, who wears number 10 on the back of his jersey. Runners at first and second with one out for Fresno. They trail the Ports by a score of 2-1. The series finale between these two California League Northern Division foes. The Grizzlies looking for a series split while the Ports looking for a series win. As Garrett Irvin now to Andy Perez, a lefty-lefty matchup. Here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. And it makes sense why this move was made. The Grizzlies have back-to-back lefties coming up with Perez and Betancourt, so you make the matchup a little bit tougher for two of the very good hitters in the Grizzlies lineup. Here comes the 0-1 from Irvin, and it's a fastball away, and the count at 1-1. Garrett Irvin is in his first professional season. He is 6 feet, 185 pounds. Bats left, throws left. Born on February 18th, 1999. 24 years old. Here's the pitch, and that ball is in the dirt. The count is 2-1. He is from Corona, California. Signed as a non-drafted free agent in 2022 by the Athletics. Last year, split time between Stockton and the ACL. He's been a very consistent bullpen arm for Gregorio Petit, especially against the Grizzlies this season, where he's picked up a win. Here's the 2-1 offering. That is outside. And the count now at 3-1 for Garrett Irvin. As here comes the next pitch from Irvin. Irvin picked up a win on May 2nd against Fresno. Here's the 3-1, and that is a high fly ball out to center field. Drifting back is the center fielder, Thomas. He now comes in, makes a play. Here's the throw now. It's going to be a good one. Mendez is going to get there safely, and up to second goes Snyder. So Mendez gets to third. Snyder goes to second. Perez is retired. He goes F8. So second and third now with two outs. And to bring up the DH in Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt, a similar situation as his last plate appearance, where he had an RBI single in the third. So we'll see if he gets a chance here. All three at-bats now for Betancourt. He's had runners in scoring position for him. So a chance for the DH to put in some more runs. They trail 2-1. Here's the pitch, and it's a fastball called a strike, and the count at 0-1. Good location there from Irvin at 89 miles per hour. No balls, one strike. Here's the next pitch, and a breaking ball, and it just misses, and the count of 1-1. Good breaking ball there from Irvin. Lots of movement on the outer part of the plate. That was at 77 miles per hour on that breaking ball. So the count's at 1-1. Here's the next pitch, and that is poked foul, and the count now at 1-2. Runners at second and third. Two outs here in the top of the fifth. The Grizzlies trail the Ports 2-1. Bryant Betancourt already in RBI this evening. And looks to put another one on the board here. Here comes the 1-2. And Betancourt swings and misses. And Garrett Irvin gets out of the jam. We have the bottom of the fifth. Grizzlies trail 2-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Valley Live app.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars night. And may the Force be with you.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. The series finale between the Grizzlies and the Ports. We head to the bottom of the fifth, 2-1. Ports lead the Grizzlies as Gabriel Barbosa back out for his second inning of work. They'll take on 8-9-1 in the Ports lineup. The Grizzlies finish up this six-game series before they will trek back home to take on the Visalia Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks next week. We have a boatload of entertainment in store for you, so make sure you come check out next week's series against the Visalia Rawhide. Let's go through some of those promotions next week for our homestand. Promotions all week long, something for young, old, something for every fan is that first pitch is a breaking ball to count at 0-1. Tuesday, on May 9th, the first game of the six-game series against the Rawhide, as here comes the 0-1, and it's a little chopper, half-check swing over the third baseman, Perez. Perez over to first, and an easy put out there as Escorche is retired. 5-3, as he'll bring up the catcher in Mario Gomez. But on May 9th, 11:05 a.m. for Making the Grade, game 2 of 3. It's also a 2 for Tuesdays presented by Toyota. But schools around the Central Valley are rewarded for their hard work in the classrooms. That's a high fly ball. Center field, Bougarine races over, and he will reach up towards the sky and make the catch. Two quick outs now for Barbosa, who set down the first five batters he's faced. Here comes left fielder and Clark Elliott. But schools around the Central Valley are rewarded for their hard work in the classroom. Kids, teachers, administrators get to learn how to eat healthy and stay active through fun skits, videos, and more during the game. A pregame assembly where you get to hear from a couple of your Grizzlies players as well, as that ball is low, the count at 1-0. They were given free tickets and lunches courtesy of the Fresno Grizzlies and our amazing corporate partners. Here's the 1-0, and that's a line drive, one bouncer to Mendez. Mendez over to first, and that will end the inning. We'll talk more promotions right after this. A 1-2-3 for Gabriel Barbosa. We had the 6. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Ports lead the Grizzlies by a score of 2-1 as we head to the top of the sixth inning. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancy Gold has live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. But you must be 21. Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the top of the sixth inning, we thank Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes Jesus Bougarin against the lefty and Garrett Irvin, who's back out for his second inning of work. Two-thirds of an inning so far for the lefty. Here's the pitch, and Bougarin, a ground ball to the second baseman, backhand by Escorche. He spins around, the throw to first, and it's in time. 4-3, great play from Escorche for the first out. As we have the right fielder in E.J. Andrews Jr. So that finishes the line for Daigler Jimenez, who worked 4 1/3 of one-run baseball. 3 hits and 3 walks while striking out 4. He also did hit a batter. But now Garrett Irvin, who is now in line for the win, as the Grizzlies trail 2-1 here in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, but a call to strike. And the count at 0-1. We were talking promotions prior to the break. So Tuesday at 11:05, Making the Grade. Come join us at the ballpark for Making the Grade. You can also come for Two for Tuesdays presented by Toyota. Grab 2-for-1 fuel box tickets and take advantage of both $2 sodas and $2 novelty ice creams. A deal that you do not want to miss, presented by Toyota. Here comes the 1-1 Andrews Jr. And it is inside, and the count now at 2-1. On Wednesday, May 10th, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch against the Visalia Rawhide. It's What a Deal Wednesday, presented by Island Water Park. Here's the pitch to Andrews Jr. It's a called strike, and the count at 2-2. Two reserve tickets, two Island Water Park tickets, valid Monday through Thursday. Two hot dogs and two sodas, over a $120 value for just $34. Here's the 2-2 to Andrews Jr. It's down and away, and the count now full to EJ, 3-2. On Thursday, May 11th at 6:50 p.m., it's Tioga Thursdays. Two 19.2-ounce Tioga beers for just $10. It's my favorite deal of the week. Here comes the 3-2, and that's fouled off. We'll do it again with the same count. On Friday, May 12th, it's Star Wars Night with Friday Night Fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. First pitch at 6:50 p.m. Now, Star Wars Night is close to being sold out, so make sure you get your tickets. As that pitch is low, ball 4, and a one-out walk to Andrews Jr. Third walk Andrews Jr. has had over the past couple of evenings. Those will bring up the first baseman in Parker Kelly. So one out here in the sixth. But at Star Wars Night, there'll be specialty team jerseys that will be worn and auctioned off later that fans can bid on. Fans are encouraged to dress up. We'll have Star Wars characters or costume performers in the stands. No masks, guns, or lightsabers permitted, though, inside Chauchancy Park. First pitch strike, the count at 0-1. We'll also have Friday Night Fireworks, and that's all presented by Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. And that is Friday, May 12th at 6:50 p.m. Comes the 0-1, and so there'll be a check on Andrews Jr. On Saturday, May 13th, we'll have Growers Night, Rooted in Agriculture, presented by Stomulos Produce Company. There also is a Grizzlies alternate hat giveaway for the first 1,500 fans. We'll have a 4-H and FFA scholarship presentation pregame as well. Here's the 0-1. It's a strike right down the middle, and the count at 0-2. It's always a lot of fun rewarding people for their hard work, especially when it comes to their agriculture side of things. The Chancellor Valley, known for growing and building amazing things, especially when it comes to agriculture. And that is on Saturday, May 13th at 6:50 p.m. And then to wrap up that six-game series against Visalia will be Sunday, May 14th, a 1:05 p.m. first pitch. Here's the 0-2 to Kelly, and he fouls it off. We'll do it again. It is Mother's Day at the ballpark and Bark in the Park, presented by Fresno Pet ER and Blue Pearl Pet Hospital. It's a Save March Sunday, and kids run the bases with free ice cream from Producers Dairy. Mom's getting for free a special Mom-mosa, alcoholic and non, with a souvenir cup available in our Kodiak Club and Fresno Social. As that ball is poked foul, and the count remain at 0-2. One out here in the top of the sixth. 2-1, Ports lead the Grizzlies. Runner at first with one out. It's also Bring Your Pet to the Ballpark, a limited edition dog toy for the first 300 pups in the ballpark. You do need a special ticket. All dog tickets require to be the special bark ticket. There is limited seating in limited sections. Here comes the 0-2, and that is swung on and missed, and Kelly down on strikes. Second K for Irvin, and with two outs, here comes the catcher, Jesus Ordonez. Now, that special ticket presented by Fresno Pet ER and Blue Pearl Pet Hospital should be a great afternoon of fun. And then, of course, the Save March Sunday with kids run the bases post-game with free ice cream from Producers Dairy. So a week full of fun for the third homestand of the 2023 season. If you have not come down to the ballpark or you want to come back to a game, we recommend you get your tickets now on FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also come down to our Chauchancy Park box office or call us at 559-320-4487. Here comes the 1-0 to Ordonez. And that is a called strike, and the count at 1-1. We also have a lot of really cool amenities around the ballpark. Of course, we've added new lights, a new sound system, a new video board, a new playing surface for the 25th season of Grizzlies baseball as well. New entertainment where Parker T. Bear does a lot of goofy things. Here's the 1-1. It's low. The count is 2-1. Last week, if you missed it, if you didn't also see on our social media, Parker T. Bear actually put a fan into the pool out in left center field. Parker got into the wrestling spirit and did so. Those are just some of the things that you may see at Chukchansey Park. So head on down and come watch your Fresno Grizzlies as that pitch is inside and the count at 3-1. Again, FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can come down to our Chukchansey Park box office. Or you can head and give us a call at 559-320-4487. Three balls, one strike, two outs to Jesus Ordonez. Here comes the pitch from Irvin, and it's a fastball, and it's a called strike. And the count now at 3-2. Runner at first with two outs here in the sixth inning. Grizzlies trail 2-1. As Ordonez looks to keep things going. Stay tuned. We're going to give you a non-baseball event that you do not want to miss also at Chukchansey Park later this month. Here's the 3-2, and then it's a ground ball foul. As E.J. Andrews Jr. late jump from first base. The count remains at 3-2 with two outs. And again, once Irvin comes to the plate, Andrews Jr. can take off here. Get a jump start on the 3-2. Ordonez's first game, he's 0-2. A pop out to right field and then a fly out to deep right field. What does this 3-2 count offer to Ordonez? And it is outside, ball four. Ordonez draws the walk. He will head down to first as Andrews Jr. now is at second base. Fifth walk by Stockton pitching. And with two outs, here's the second baseman, Luis Mendez. A lefty-lefty matchup. Mendez has two walks and a run so far. He also has one stolen base. Mendez, who is already in the top 10 in the California League hitting leaderboard in walks, now is 19, which is tied for second now. He just jumped from tied for ninth to now tied for second in walks in the league. Here's the pitch, and Mendez takes a called strike and the count at 0-1. Good breaking ball there from Irvin. Count at 0-1. Stay tuned also for scores around the California League. And stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. Actually, it'll be on Tuesday. Zap pitches high in the count of 1-1. Good action here for our series finale here in Stockton, California. And the Grizzlies ready to head back home to take on the Visalia Rawhide. We'll tell you all about the Rawhide score a little bit later in the cast. As here comes the 1-1 to Luis Mendez. And Mendez, high fly ball out to center field, but it's playable for the center fielder, Thomas, and he is there to make the catch. Mendez gave it a ride, but Thomas makes the catch. Grizzlies leave a couple runners on. They still trail 2-1. We had the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota Truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom of the sixth, the Grizzlies trail the Ports by a score of 2-1. Gabriel Barbosa back out for a third inning of work. Barbosa, six batters faced, six batters retired. As Colby Thomas, Henry Bolte, and Tommy Stevenson will come up in this order, a very tough part of the Ports lineup. And we were talking about prior to the commercial break that we have a non-baseball event later this month that I know you do not want to miss at Chuck Chansey Park. On May 20th, Saturday, May 20th, 13 days from now, we will have Tequila Fest. T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon will grace the stage in downtown Fresno at Chuck Chansey Park for Tequila Fest. Tequila tastings, food vendors, and more. Make sure you grab your tickets right now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or also give us a call at 559-320-4487. You can also come down to the Chuck Chansey Park box office. Here's the 0-1. It's a ground ball. Base hit up the middle. Thomas now has two hits. And a leadoff single now. Barbosa allows his first hit. Two of the three hits now have been from Thomas. The other one from the guy coming up, Henry Bolte. But tickets are going fast for Tequila Fest on May 20th, so make sure you buy your tickets now. It's going to be an event that you do not want to miss. T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. Here comes a check on the runner, and he's back safely. As here's Henry Bolte, one for one. He has a triple, a walk, and two RBIs. The two RBIs in the third inning, the difference so far. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball in there for a called strike, and the count at 0-1 from Barbosa to Bolte. But Tequila Fest, any baseball-related thing at Chuck Chansey Park, make sure you come, buy your tickets, a lot of great things in 2023. Here comes the 0-1, and that's a breaking ball. It's going to go to the shortstop. Now the third baseman, Perez, cuts it off. Over to first, it's in time, no! Bolte beats out the throw. It's an infield single. Thomas gets the second. Second hit now this inning. Both hits, or all four hits by Thomas and Bolte. Now first and second, nobody down. Here's the DH and Tommy Stevenson. Perez cut in front of Ritter initially. That ball was a tough play. But Perez had the better angle coming from third base to try to get that ball over to first. They were not going to be able to turn two or try to get Thomas, who was headed to second. The angle was going to be tough in general, as that's a high fly ball, and the count at 0-1 as it goes out of play. And Henry Bolte showed his speed off there. So now first and second with nobody down to Tommy Stevenson against Gabriel Barbosa. Here comes the 0-1 as Barbosa comes set at the belt. Here's the pitch, and it's low. And the count now at one ball and one strike for Gabriel Barbosa. Barbosa is 21 years old. He's from Bastos, Brazil. Signed as an international free agent on July 2nd, 2018. Here's the 1-1, and that's flown foul. And the count now at 1-2. 6 feet, 183 pounds. He came in with an 0-3 record, 11.02 ERA. Fifth professional season and his second appearance now with Fresno. He's considered to have the best control in the Rockies system, according to Baseball America. Here comes the 1-2 from Barbosa, and it's going to hit Stevenson, and that will load the bases. I don't think Barbosa meant to do that, as Stevenson will reach on the hit-by-pitch. Bolte up to second, Thomas to third. And here comes the first baseman, Brennan Malone. Ducks on the pond, nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. 2-1, Ports lead the Grizzlies. As Malone looks to break things open here. The corner infielder is now on the brink of the grass, as that is a check swing. Did he go around? No, the count at 1-0. But Barbosa, in 134 innings of work, has only walked 24 batters. As here comes the 1-0 from Barbosa to Malone. And it's a breaking ball in there, and the count now at 1-1. Good off-speed pitch. That breaking ball has worked very well for Barbosa. 79 miles per hour. Barbosa, four pitches, fastball, curveball, slider, and change. As here comes the 1-1. And it's a ground ball foul down the left field line. That would have been dangerous if it got into the left field corner. But now Barbosa hand the count here to Malone. The count's at 1-2. Barbosa played on the 2022 Brazilian World Baseball Classic qualifier, appearing in a couple games. Here comes the 1-2. And that's a ground ball to the third baseman down the left field line. This could clear the bases. Here comes the second run for Stockton. It's a 2-RBI double for Brendan Malone, and it's 4-1 Ports. Malone just missed it the previous pitch, but he got that one to the corner. Stevenson a third. Bolte scores easily. Thomas scores easily. Third hit now this inning. And now with runners at second and third and nobody down, here's TJ Schofield, Sam. Nobody out here in the sixth. It's 4-1. A perfectly placed hit right there from Malone. Here's the pitch. And it is inside in the count at 1-0. Barboza split last year between the ACL Rockies and Fresno. He was assigned to Fresno on September 10th, as here comes a visit from pitching coach Mark Brewer. But Barboza appeared in 3 games, including 2 in the postseason. 12 innings of work, 10 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 1 walk, and 9 Ks. I believe it's actually two games of the postseason. Pitched against the Giants in the divisional series, and then against Lake Elsinore in the championship series. And he had a regular season appearance out of the bullpen against San Jose as well. All out of the pen for Barboza, and he was very good as well. But over the first couple of years before Barboza came over to the United States, was very dominant in the DSL. ERA's very small, whips very small, as that is a called strike to TJ Schofield, Sam, who's 0-2. 4-1 now here in the bottom of the sixth. 4 straight batters have now reached for Stockton. Second and third, nobody down. Here's the pitch from Barboza, and it's line foul. And the count now at 1-2. The infield now about halfway between the grass and their normal positioning, so about halfway on the infield dirt, as they maybe could cut off a play at the plate. 1-2. Here's the pitch from Barboza, and it swung on and missed. A great location there, and down goes Schofield Sam for the first out of the inning. First strikeout for Barboza, and now bring up the shortstop in B.J. Cook. Cook 0-2, and has an opportunity to expand this Stockton lead. 4-1 Ports lead the Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball in there for a called strike. The count at 0-1. That curveball from Barboza has been very, very good this afternoon. As here comes the next pitch, and it's a breaking ball down in the zone. Another curveball, and the count at 0-2, and Barboza way up here. If you're Barboza, you don't leave anything in the zone here for Cook to go after. Cook, a 2.11 batting average. Nice crowd on hand as well. Here comes the 0-2. And it swung on and missed. A good breaking ball. And Cook is down on strikes. Another huge strikeout there for Barboza. And a ring of the second baseman, Jose Escorche. So here's Escorche. Here's the pitch from Barboza. Swung on and missed into the dirt. And the count at 0-1. Count 0-1, 2 outs, runners at second and third. The infield back to their normal depth. Here's the 0-1. And that's going to hit Escorche. And again, Barboza, I don't think, meant to do that. And it will load the bases here now for Mario Gomez. Second hit by pitch from Barboza this inning. So now bases loaded with 2 outs. Second hit batter, by the way. And the most hit by pitches by a Grizzlies pitcher in team history is 4 by Sean McMullen on July 18th, 2000. This is also the most hit by pitches by a single individual pitcher this season. There have been 17 total hit-by-pitches prior to today's contest, with the most recent one coming on May 4th at Stockton, so a couple nights ago. So base is loaded now. Here's the pitch to Gomez, and it's a breaking ball for a strike. The count at 0-1. Another perfectly placed curveball from Barbosa. 79 miles per hour. Tons of break on it. The count at 0-1. Here's the 0-1, and it's a breaking ball, and it's going to drift to left field. It's going to run out of room, and the count now at 0-2. And Barbosa going to try to get out of this jam. Two runs have already scored here in the sixth inning. 4-1, Ports lead the Grizzlies. In the bottom of the sixth. Stay tuned. We'll give you scores around the California League. And stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of today's contest and what to expect next week as the Rawhide come to town. Here's the 0-2, and that ball's in the dirt. Good block there from Ordonez. The count of 1-2 went right back to that curveball. Trying to get a chase there from Mario Gomez, the catcher, who's in his second game now with the Ports. And Barbosa had worked two perfect innings so far. A little bit scuffled here in the sixth, as that's a high fly ball to center field. And Jesus Bugarin is there to end the inning. Two runs scored, though, and the Ports expand their lead. We head to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FriendsOfGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state, with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Top of the seventh inning, 4-1, Ports lead the Grizzlies. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Here in the top of the seventh, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. May 7th, sixth game in May, and Fresno looks for the series split. They will have some work to do as they take on Garrett Irvin here in the seventh inning. Irvin back out for another inning of work. Jake Snyder, Ryan Ritter, and Andy Perez. Here's the pitch, and Snyder, line drive to right field, base hit. A one bouncer to the right fielder, Bolte, and Snyder reaches for the second time. And for Fresno, that's only their fourth hit. As here comes the shortstop, Ryan Ritter. The Grizzlies trying to get something going here, trailing 4-1. The Ports looking for a series win. As now here's Ryan Ritter. He walked back in the third inning, 0-2, as that pitch is inside. And the count at 1-0. Ryan Ritter struck out back in the fifth inning, but this is the first time he's seen Irvin, who's now worked through the Grizzlies lineup for one time through. Here's the 1-0, and that ball is outside, and the count now at 2-0. Grizzlies trying to put something together. They scored 8 runs over their final 3 innings in last night's 9-4 win. So we'll see if they can do something similar this afternoon. Here's the 2-0, and that pitch is way high, and the count now at 3-0. As Andy Perez waits on deck, Ryan Ritter, the dangerous hitter, he has 6 home runs, which is tied for the California League high. leads the team in homers. Here comes the 3-0. And it is a strike all the way. And the count at 3-1 as that pitch clips the outer part of the plate at 87. Lots of movement, though, from the left-hander in Irvin. As here comes the 3-1 Ritter. And that is a fly ball out to right field at the track. It is gone! Ryan Ritter is now the California League home run leader. His 7th home run of the year, and it's now 4-3. Our pregame guest goes yard, and Ryan Ritter has made it a one-run game. A two-run homer there for Ritter. His first hit of the afternoon. Snyder scores on the play. And just like that, the Grizzlies are right back into business. Here's Perez now. Nobody out here in the 7th inning. 4-3 now. As Perez looks to bunt, and he will take a ball high in the count at 1-0. So Ryan Ritter is 7th homer of the season. Leads the California League now. Here's the 1-0, and that is outside. The count at 2-0. As Andy Perez gives a little bit of a nod. There is some life here at Banner Island Ballpark for the Grizzlies. 2-0. Here's the pitch from Irvin. And that's a called strike. And the count at 2-1. That ball was crushed to right center field from Ryan Ritter. Exit velocity at 104. 415 feet. As Perez foul tips that one. The count at 2-2. 415 feet. It was a fastball, and Ritter did everything you should have done with it. Here's the 2-2, and that's a little jam shot to the second baseman. Escorche over to first, and that is the first out of the inning. Goes 4-3, and Perez is retired. He's now 1-4. Now bring up the DH in Bryant Betancourt. So 4-3 here in the top of the 7th. We have a barn burner of a game. Action in both pens, by the way. A little bit more active in the Stockton pen. Looks like they have a right-hander getting loose. Here's the pitch to Betancourt. It's a breaking ball, loopy one, and the count at 0-1. It's Fresno trying to come back and get another comeback clause victory. Here's the 0-1, and Betancourt fouls off another loopy breaking ball, and the count at 0-2. Lots of movement there from Irvin. As here comes the 0-2. And Betancourt, a high chopper, the first base of Malone. Malone will have to scoop it over to Irvin, and Irvin covering makes the out. Goes 3-1. And with two away, here comes the center fielder, Jesus Bugarin. So now the lefties are all out for the time being until Luis Mendez, the 9-hole hitter. But we'll see if Irvin can get out of this little bit of a situation. Two runs this inning for Fresno. Here's the pitch. And Bugarin ground ball to the shortstop. Cook gobbles it up over to first. And it's a high throw and he's safe. And Malone couldn't stay on the bag. And Bugarin beats it out. I believe that's going to be an error on the shortstop and Cook on the high throw. As a two-out base runner now. And it'll bring up the right fielder in E.J. Andrews Jr. And that's called hustle right there. Bugarin getting down the line. And now here comes Andrews Jr., who has 4 home runs and 1 swing of the bat, and the Grizzlies could have the lead. Here's the pitch. And it's a loopy breaking ball for a call strike, and the count at 0-1. So no balls, 1 strike. 2 outs. Irvin checks back the runner and Bugarin. Here's the pitch to Andrews Jr. It's a breaking ball, and it's a called strike. And the count at 0-2, and Andrews Jr. now going to have to battle here. As Fresno trying to get back in this game. They trail 4-3 here in the 7th. Here's the 0-2 from Irvin. There goes Bugarin. It's high, and there's no throw. Gomez couldn't get a grip on the ball, and Bugarin swipes the base. So now a runner at second with 2 outs. And for Bugarin, that is his second stolen base in three attempts. So one ball, two strikes, two outs. Here's a pitch from Irvin. And Andrews Jr. takes it low in the count at 2-2. Good location there from Irvin. And Andrews Jr., good eye right there. That was 78 miles per hour. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the seventh inning, 4-3, Stockton leads Fresno. Here's the pitch, and Andrews Jr. takes called strike three on a fastball in the outer part of the plate, and that ends the inning. But Ryan Ritter, a two-run homer, cuts the lead down to one. We head to the stretch here at Banner Island Ballpark. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Stretch time, bottom of the seventh. The Grizzlies trail the Ports by a score of 4-3. Gabriel Barbosa back out on the bump as he'll take on Clark Elliott, Colby Thomas, and Henry Bolte. Here's the pitch to Elliott, and it's a called strike. And the count at 0-1. Good breaking ball again from Barbosa. Time to give you scores around the California League here in the bottom of the seventh. And let's start with the game in Lake Elsinore, as that pitch is low in the count of 1-1. And the Quakes and the Storm back at it. The Quakes have won 12 of their past 13 games. And in the bottom of the ninth, they lead the Storm 9-4. As that pitch is outside, the count now at 2-1. So the Quakes looking for their 11th win. 13th win over their past 14 games. As that's a ground ball line drive. The shortstop Ritter over there, and he'll make the play. And I wonder if it hit the pitcher Barbosa. Was a line drive initially, and I think Barbosa barely touched it and it became a ground ball, and Ritter was able to scoop it up. I'm actually going to say I think that he touched it. So I'm going to put 1-6-3 in the box score for myself. One out as here comes the center fielder in Colby Thomas. Here's the pitch from Barbosa. It's a ground ball back to Ritter. Ritter, after a two-run homer, has now back-to-back chances, and he makes the play again. Two quick outs, and here comes right fielder Henry Bolte. So they did just count it as a 6-3 play. So if that's what the official score is saying, I will do the so as myself. So two outs now. Here's Bolte, who has reached base successfully three times. But 9-4 in the bottom of the ninth, the Quakes are two outs away from winning another game. And then all the other games have finished already here in the California League. Inland Empire, I believe, split the series with Visalia. They win 10-5. They are now 8-19. Visalia drops to 10-17. The Rawhide will now head to Chukchansey Park to take on the Grizzlies. Here's the 1-1. It's a line drive to right field. Andrews Jr. on his horse. He can't get there. It's going to bang off the wall. This is extra bases for Bolte. And Bolte has now three legs of the cycle. It's a two-out double. He has a single, a double, and a triple now. And that's now six hits now. And he has three of them. And with two outs, here's Tommy Stevenson, the DH. So Inland Empire wins 10-5. And now the Rawhide will have to head over to Chukchansey Park for a six-game set. And then the final at Excite Ballpark, the San Jose Giants, with a walk-off win, 5-4. They scored 3 runs in the ninth inning. That's a high fly ball to center field. Boogering at the track. It is off the wall. And that's an insurance run for Stockton. It's an RBI double for Tommy Stevenson. And it's 5-3 now. Two RBIs, or two doubles on two outs as Bolte scores. It's an RBI double for Tommy Stevenson. And it's now 5-3 here in the seventh inning. Still two outs. Here's Brennan Malone. He had a two RBI double back in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball low in the count at 1-0. So San Jose scored 3 runs in the ninth inning. They led 2-0 and had a no-hitter at one point. But Modesto, a run in the seventh, 2 in the eighth, and a run in the ninth. They went ahead 4-2. But San Jose, the home run to end it. I don't think that's right. I don't think it was a home run. Let me take that back. In the ninth inning, it was a bases-loaded walk. And here comes the 2-0. And it's inside. The count at 3-0. And then a sac fly. And then a fielding error by third baseman Milcar Perez to end the game. P.J. Hilson reached on it. O'Neill Perez scored the run. So San Jose wins 5-4 on the walk-off air. And they are now 17-10, as that is a 4-pitch walk to Brendan Malone. All with 2 outs here, by the way. First walk for Barbosa. And here comes T.J. Schofield Sam. With runners at first and second and 2 outs. So Barbosa with the walk here. This is his 4th inning of work, by the way. Here's T.J. Schofield Sam 0-3. So San Jose now at 17-10. They regain first place in the California League Northern Division standings. Modesto now at 16-11. By the way, back to Lake Elsinore and Rancho. It is still 9-4. Bases loaded with one out as the Storm trying to put a late rally on against Madison Jeffrey, the Quakes' closer. And we'll keep an eye on that one as Rancho Cucamonga looks to continue their hot start to the season. They're in first place in the Conference League Southern Division. One ball, one strike to T.J. Schofield Sam with 2 outs. And it's going to be a throwback to second. And safely in there is Stevenson. He had a good lead over there. And Samuel Zavala at the play in that Lake Elsinore game, by the way. A lot of home runs as well. 3 to be exact for Lake Elsinore as that pitch is fouled off. Zavala went deep. He's 2-for-3. Fabian had his 3rd home run. And Griffin Dorsing had his 2nd home run of the season. Rancho Cucamonga had doubles from Doncon and Puerta. Jorge Puerta with that double. So 1-2 with 2 outs here in this contest. And that pitch is fouled off. We'll do it again with the same count. So we'll keep an eye on that game there. Our game here, though, it is 5-3. Stockton leads Fresno here in the bottom of the seventh. As here comes the pitch from Barbosa, and it's grounded foul. And a good count here against Schofield Sam. Bottom the seventh here. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runners at first and second for the Ports here in the seventh. They lead 5-3. As here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball to second base. So Mendez stays down on it. The throw to first, and it's in time, and that ends the inning. But a RBI double for Tommy Stevenson ends that. Top of the eighth inning, it's 5-3 Ports. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Valley Live app.
All droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansey Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state, with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the eighth inning, the Ports lead the Grizzlies by a score of 5-3. New pitcher for Stockton's the right-hander, number 20, Carlos Guarate, as he'll take over for Garrett Irvin, who worked 2 2/3, allowed 2 hits, 2 runs, both earned on 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. As Parker Kelly will lead things off against the right-hander. As Kelly gets ready, top of the eighth inning. As here's the pitch to Kelly, and it's an off-speed pitch, and it's flown foul. And the count at no balls and a strike. Grizzlies looking for a comeback win. They are looking for a series split. This is the series finale between these two teams. Here comes the 0-1 as Kelly, ground ball to the shortstop. Great backhand from Cook. The throw, it is not in time as Kelly reaches on that one. He's 2-for-4 now in the infield single. Great play by the shortstop, Cook. The throw just could not get the speedster in Kelly, as now bring up the catcher in Jesus Ordonez. Ordonez is 0-for-2 with a walk. So Grizzlies trying to put something together here in the eighth inning. They trail 5-3. Here's the pitch, a breaking ball in the inner part of the play, and the count at 0-1. For Guarate, wears number 20 on the back of his jersey, fourth professional season. He is 6'2", 178 pounds. Here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander, and that is swung on a miss. Good breaking ball, and the count now 0-2. Guarate, born on March 30th, 2001. Which will make him 22 years old. He's from La Trinidad, Venezuela. Part of a trade with the St. Louis Cardinals in 2022. Here's the 0-2, and that is inside. Almost hits Ordonez, and the count now at 1-2. Ordonez just joining the Grizzlies after Cole Stillwell was placed on the IL with an injury. First start and first game for Ordonez, wears number 33 on the back of his jersey. He is 5'8", 180 pounds. There's the 1-2 to Ordonez, and it's outside. The count at 2-2. He is 23 years old from Coro, Venezuela. Signed as an international free agent in 2019. Born in December 26, 1999. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Ordonez. Kelly leads from first. Here's the pitch. And it swung on a miss, a breaking ball, and Ordonez down on strikes. First strikeout for the right-hander Guarate, and with one out, here's the second baseman, Luis Mendez. Mendez, 0-for-1 with 2 walks, a run, and a stolen base. And he'll try to get to the top of the lineup where damage has been done already earlier in this contest. Here's the pitch. And Mendez, first pitch hacking, it's a little blooper out to left field, and it goes foul. And the count at no balls and a strike. You're in the top of the eighth, 5-3 our score. By the way, that game is still going on in Lake Elsinore. It's 9-5 Rancho leads, but the bases are still loaded for the Storm with one out. We said to keep you on the lookout for that game. At the top of the eighth, though, here comes the pitch to Mendez. And it is low, and the count now at 1-1. The Grizzlies looking for a comeback win. Trying to end this series on a high note. They've won the past two games after dropping the first three of this series. Here's the 1-1 to Mendez. It's outside, and the count at 2-1. 90 miles per hour. Good run on there from Guarte. Counted 2-1. Here comes the pitch, and Mendez takes a ball low, and the count at 3-1. Mendez, he's walked a lot this season, but continues to be a tough out at the plate. And now with him ahead 3-1, we'll see what he gets here. 3-1. Here's the pitch, and it's flown foul, and the count now full 3-2. Action in both pens as well. Looks like a right-hander in the Grizzlies' pen. And a right-hander in the Ports' pen as well. 3-1. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner. 4. And Mendez has walked for the third time in tonight's contest. Up to second goes Kelly. He was going on the pitch. So Mendez has half the Grizzlies' walks. So now runners at first and second with one out. And here's the left fielder in Jake Snyder. Third walk now for Mendez. The most walks in a game this season was actually by Ryan Ritter, who had 4 on April 23rd at Rancho Cucamonga. We'll have a mound visit here. And for Luis Mendez, who's trying to do something at the dish, and he draws his third walk. For Mendez, he has walked 3 times, which ties a career high for him, which he did on April 12th against Stockton. So Mendez tying a career high with his third walk. He's 0-1, though. We're in the top of the 8th inning. Here's Jake Snyder, the leadoff hitter, as the Grizzlies trying to make some kind of comeback here. One out here in the top of the 8th. 5-3 our score. And Jake Snyder now 1-3 at a single and a run back in the 7th. Here's the pitch from Guarte. And Snyder takes a strike, and the count at 0-1. Good spot there from the right-hander. And Snyder takes it all the way. Snyder went first pitch swinging his last time up with that single. But takes a pitch there. It's a count at 0-1. Kelly leads from second. Swings his arms back and forth. Here's the pitch, and that is low. In the count at 1-1, Ryan Ritter waits on deck. He has already homered in this contest. 9-6, by the way. Bottom of the 9th still going on for Rancho Cucamonga and Lake Elsinore. A barn burner also here in the top of the 8th. 5-3, Ports lead the Grizzlies. Here's the 1-1. That's a line drive. Base hit to left field. And that will bring Kelly to the plate. Here's the throw. It's not going to happen. It's an RBI single for Jake Snyder, and it's 5-4. Jake Snyder is second hit at an RBI as well. That scores Kelly, who never stopped Steve Solis sending him. It was shallow to left field. Mendez up to second. So now runners at first and second with only one out. And here comes Ryan Ritter, and that will do it for Guarte. He allows 2 hits and a run. He also walked a batter and struck out 1, and that will do it, and we'll have a pitching change. We'll be right back. 5-4, Grizzlies trying for a comeback win. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FrederickGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed, only at Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We are still in the top of the eighth inning. The Grizzlies trail the Ports 5-4, but the Grizzlies have runners on at first and second with one out and Ryan Ritter to the plate. Ritter 1-for-3, a two-run homer back in the seventh. He's also walked as well. Takes on the new righty in Dallas, Wolfolk, as the first pitch is outside and the count at 1-0. We have seen the right-hander twice already in this series in Dallas. And he has been very good out of the bullpen, has finished two games, and has a save in this series. Here's the 1-0, and a breaking ball outside, and the count at 2-0. Fourth professional season for Wolfolk. He is 6'2", 238 pounds, from Olive Branch, Mississippi. Born on October 30th, 1996, so he will be 27 this year. Here's the 2-0, and that is spiked, and it goes to the backstop, going up an extra base. It's Snyder who goes to second and Mendez who goes to third on a wild pitch. And now the Grizzlies, a sack fly away from tying this game up and possibly a single away, is now they're just going to let Ritter go down to first base. It's going to be an intentional walk. So Ritter now reaches for the third time. Base is loaded with one out. And here's the third baseman in Andy Perez. 1-for-4. As here comes the pitch, and Perez, first pitch, and he swings, and it's going to be fouled off, and it's going to head into the crowd. The count at 0-1. Good pitch from the right-hander for Wolfolk. He was a 13th-round draft pick in 2018. Has gone through a lot of injuries, but has appeared now for a second straight season with Stockton. Here's the 0-1. That is low, and the count at 1-1 from the right-hander. 84 miles per hour. The fastball can get up to 94 for the righty. A 4.76 ERA. It's been a really good bullpen pitcher this series for the Ports. Here comes the 1-1. And that's a chopper up the middle. And it's going to get through. Here's one run. Here comes the second. Andy Perez gives the Grizzlies the lead. A 2-RBI single. And Fresno's in front. 6-5. Second hit for Perez. He finds a ground ball that goes up the middle to center field. Ritter stops at second. Snyder scores. Mendez scores. The Grizzlies now have scored 3 runs on 3 hits now. Those runs will also be tagged to Carlos Guarte, whose line is now finished. As that is a ball to Betancourt. 1-0 with one out still here in the eighth. It's now 6-5 Grizzlies. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. And it's outside and the count at 2-0. So now Ritter and Perez are now in line towards Wolfolk's line. All 3 runs that reached on Guarte have now come in. So that ends the line on the right-hander. It's a quick mound visit. So Guarte, 1/3 of an inning, 2 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. As here comes the 2-0 to Betancourt, and Betancourt takes a fastball for a strike, and the count at 2-1. So the Grizzlies have a 6-5 lead here in the eighth inning. Another comeback possibly for Fresno. Here's the 2-1. And it's a called strike, and the count now at 2-2. This has been a fantastic series. And these two teams have played 11 games so far. Fresno leads the season series 6-5, but a lot of close games. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Here's the pitch. And Bencourt checks his swing. Did he go around? No, says the base umpire and Davis the ball. And the count now full. Three balls, two strikes. Bencourt 1-for-4, an RBI single back in the third inning. As the Grizzlies trying to add more here in the eighth. Here's the pitch, and it is outside, ball four, and Bencourt draws the walk. This will load the bases with still only one out. So Bencourt heads down to first. Perez to second. Ritter to third. So bases loaded, one out for Jesus Bugarin. Second walk, by the way, for the right-hander in Woolfolk. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball to right field. That gets down. Here comes one. Here comes the second. The throw. It is in time, but it is not going to be made as Perez scores. It's a two RBI single for Jesus Bugarin, and the Grizzlies extend their lead. Bugarin's first hit of the contest is a two RBI single. Bencourt up to second. Perez barely scored. Great throw from the right fielder, Bolte. Ritter scores as well. Two runs on one hit. They have now five hits this inning, and here's E.J. Andrews Jr., still only one out. Runners at the corners. Here's the pitch, and that pitch is high in the count at 1-0. So Fresno has scored five runs, which now ties for the most runs scored by the Grizzlies in a single inning this season. They only have one out, and they're trying to extend this lead. It is 8-5 Grizzlies. As that pitch is off the catcher, that goes to the backstop, and scoring is Bencourt. Bugarin up to second. Bencourt scores on the wild pitch. It was a ball there to Andrews Jr. A sixth run has now scored. Three against the right-hander Woolfolk. Runner at second with one out. It is now 9-5 Fresno. The Grizzlies have a sixth spot here in the eighth inning. Here's the 2-0, and that is low, ball three. So the Grizzlies, in the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings over their past two games, have scored 16 runs of 17. As that pitch is outside, and Andrews Jr. lost his bat, the count at 3-1. He thought it was ball four. So out of 18 runs, the Grizzlies have scored 16 over their final three innings of play in both games. And we haven't gotten to the ninth inning yet. It's a pass ball, by the way, on Gomez, not a wild pitch, as Andrews Jr., the 3-1, is fouled off, and the count now at 3-2. So it's a pass ball. Three balls, two strikes to Andrews Jr. He's the ninth batter here in this inning. 9-5 Fresno here against Stockton. Here's the pitch. And it's spiked again. It gets away. Ball four. Up to third goes Bugarin. A wild pitch, and Andrews Jr. reaches on the walk. That is the third walk now by Woolfolk. And the Grizzlies have batted through the lineup as here comes a mound visit by the pitching coach. And now on my scorebook, I'm going to have to add a couple innings as well, as Fresno will have a second time through the lineup here. As here comes Parker Kelly, who started this whole thing off. So, runners now at first and third. Only one out. Here's Parker Kelly. It's 9-5 Fresno here in the top of the eighth. Six runs this inning for Fresno. They have found their groove late in this contest. Here's the pitch to Kelly, and that is a called strike. And the count at 0-1. Kelly 2-for-4, and he really started all this back in this inning. 2-for-4, a double, a single, and a run. Here's the 0-1. And that is outside. The count now at 1-1. Long way to go still, though. Only in the top of the eighth inning. 9-5. Fresno leads Stockton. As here comes the 1-1, and that is a ground ball to right field. Base hit, it scores another. 7 runs for Fresno, it's 10-5. From first to third is Andrews Jr. Parker Kelly, an RBI single, and this inning continues. So Kelly, the RBI single, he has now 2 hits in the inning. Bouguereau scores, Andrews Jr. to third. 7 runs on 5 hits. And that will do it for Dallas Wolfolk, who only recovers. He doesn't even actually get an out. Pardon me, he doesn't even record an out. And Jesus Ordonez will come up. We'll have another Stockton pitcher. 10-5 Fresno here in the 8th inning. We'll be right back. Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand-new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. The Grizzlies have put up a 7 spot here in the top of the 8th inning and lead the Stockton Ports by a score of 10-5. 1 out, runners at first and third. Jesus Ordonez will now take on Pedro Santos. He is the third pitcher this inning for Stockton. It's the first pitch is high. The count at 1-0. Dallas Wolfolk, his line is not done, but he did not record an out. 3 hits and 3 walks. He has so far allowed 4 runs and is responsible for both runners on base. Here's the 1-0 to Ordonez, and that's a ground ball to the third baseman. Over to second, and that gets away from the second baseman, Escorche. That goes to right field, and the Grizzlies make it 11-5. So Andrews Jr. now scores. That is now the 8th run of the inning. It's an error as well. I believe it's going to be on the missed catch, maybe the throw. Kelly goes up to 3rd now on the error. So 8 runs on 5 hits, 1 error. Another run has scored. That's now 8 runs this inning. As Fresno looking for double-digit runs, they lead 11-5. Here's Luis Mendez. That's a line drive up the middle. Base hit is 12-5. 9 runs for Fresno that continue to hit this inning. Mendez has 3 walks and now an RBI single. It scores Kelly. Up to second base goes Ordonez. So 6 hit this inning. 9 runs have scored now. That will end the line now for Dallas Wolfolk, who allowed 6 runs without recording an out. So now runners at first and second with 1 out. Still only 1 out. And here's Jake Snyder. 12-5 Fresno. Here's the pitch, and that's fouled off. Fresno has scored 9 runs here in the 8th inning. As the Grizzlies putting together some kind of inning. And still only 1 out. Here's the pitch, and Snyder swings and misses. The count at 0-2. So they do count it as an error, on Jose Escorcia. It's also a fielder's choice, by the way, for that Ordonez play. Here's the 0-2, and that pitch is low. The count of one ball, two strikes. 13 batters this inning for Fresno. They have exploded for 9 runs. They lead 12-5 here in the 8th inning. And the Grizzlies looking for a split series, and this would be a comeback win. Here's the 1-2, and that is inside. The count at 2-2. Everything going right for Fresno this inning. And they don't even have an extra base hit. They have 6 singles. They've also walked 3 times, and also an error as well. Here's the 2-2, and Snyder fouls it off. He was right on that pitch from Santos. The count remains at 2-2. Santos is 6'4", 221 pounds. He wears number 44 on the back of his jersey. He's from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. He was 23 years old, an international free agent in 2018. Here's the 2-2, and that is a breaking ball outside. The count now full. Ryan Ritter on deck, by the way. 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Fresno putting together some kind of frame. Here comes the 3-2, and that is ball 4, and the inning will continue. Ordonez to third, Mendez to second. Snyder walks. As now the bases are loaded with one out for Ryan Ritter. Ritter has a 2-run homer. He's also walked twice. So he's 1-for-3. He has 2 runs as well. Every batter but Ordonez has scored in this inning. And Ordonez is at third. Here's the pitch, and Ritter, first pitch, fouls it off. By the way, we wanted to give you an update on that Lake Elsinore Rancho Cucamonga game and the Lake Elsinore Storm. After giving up 4 runs in the top of the 9th inning, they score 7 in the bottom of the 9th to win 10-9. Here comes the 0-1 to Ritter. And Ritter fouls it off, and it's 0-2. So Lake Elsinore comes back to win. They score 7 runs in the 9th inning. Rancho has scored 4 runs in the 9th inning to expand their lead to 9-3. And they lose 10-9. So Lake Elsinore a comeback win, but Rancho still in first place in the Catholic League Southern Division. That pitch is outside. The count at 1-2. What an unbelievable comeback in that game. And it was on a 3-run homer by Albert Fabian, his second of the game. The 4th homer for Lake Elsinore, and they win it in a wild game as that pitch is lifted out to center field. The center fielder drifting over is Thomas. He has plenty of room to make the catch, but tagging from third is Jesus Ordonez. It's now 13-5. The Grizzlies have 10 runs here in the 8th inning. A sacrifice fly for Ryan Ritter. His 3rd RBI of the game. Snyder up to second. Going to third is Mendez. Ordonez has scored. Now batting the third baseman, Andy Perez. It is a run. As here's Andy Perez with 2 outs now. Runners at second and third. Every Grizzlies batter. That's a fly ball to left field. It is going to get down. Here comes 2 more runs. The Grizzlies have scored 12 runs here in the 8th. A 2 RBI single for Andy Perez. And Fresno continues to add to it. It is 14-5. It's actually 15-5 Fresno. Andy Perez, a 2 RBI single, has got 4 RBIs, the most by a Fresno batter in a game this season. Snyder scores, Mendez scores, and here comes Bryant Bettencourt with 2 outs as he takes a first pitch outside for a ball. I've lost all control of my box score, by the way. It's a 2 RBI single, so now runner at first with 2 outs for Bettencourt. The Grizzlies have brought 16 batters to the plate. It is 15-5. That's a ground ball to the shortstop. It's going to be a tough play. Cook over to first, and that ends the inning. 12 runs for Fresno. They take a 15-5 lead. We had the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars night. And may the Force be with you.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. The Grizzlies lead 15-5 here in the bottom of the eighth. Carson Skipper, the new Fresno pitcher. The Grizzlies just scored 12 runs in the top of the eighth inning. A high chopper to the third baseman Perez. It's going to be a tough play. The throw to first. It's in time. What a play by Andy Perez. The bare hand play and hits the first out of the inning. One out now as here comes the second baseman and Jose Escorche. By the way, I'm going to have to check our record books. But I believe that the 12 runs could be the most runs scored by Fresno in one single inning in franchise history. Now, of course, there's been a lot of history, 25 seasons. I don't know how I'm going to find out, but I'm going to find a way to make sure I find that out. I don't know if I can do it today, but I'm going to try to find that stat later on for you guys. As the count is 1-1, Carson Skipper, the new pitcher for Fresno, by the way. For Skipper, his eighth game all out of the bullpen. 0-2 record, a 7.36 ERA. The 1-1 is swung on a miss by Escorche. The count at 1-2. Skipper has one hold as well. 7 1/3 innings. He has struck out 12, including 5, the most by a reliever in a single game this season. That's a little ground ball by the first baseman Kelly, who slips, but he regains control and tags the bag for the second out. 3 unassisted as here comes the catcher in Mario Gomez. Skipper is 6'2", 211 pounds, 23 years old, from Birmingham, Alabama. An 11th round draft pick out of Auburn in 2022. Skipper takes over for Gabriel Barbosa, works 4 innings of 3-run ball. Barbosa allowed 5 hits while walking 1. He struck out 2. Barbosa did just enough to keep the Grizzlies in this game before the Grizzlies exploded for 12 runs in the 8th inning. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. The count at 0-2. It's Gomez with 2 outs here in the bottom of the 8th. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll try to give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect next week against the Visalia Rawhide. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. A 1-2-3 inning. We have the 9th. The Grizzlies lead 15-5. Let's see how many runs they can score. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be...
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the ninth inning, 15-5. Fresno leads Stockton. Blaise Pontes now on to take on Jesus Bouguerin. It's all Grizzlies. The Grizzlies have scored 14 runs in their past two innings. Here's the pitch. That's a check swing. It is a ball. And the count of one ball, no strikes. So the Grizzlies scored 8 runs over their final three innings yesterday. They have scored 14 over the last two. So 22 runs over their final three innings of each game is that's a called strike. And the count of 1-1. So if they score 0, it doesn't matter. 22 runs in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. It's Chuchensi Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuchensi Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening, and you must be 21. As that's a ground ball, base hit up the middle. Bouguerin has his second hit of the game. The Grizzlies continue to hit in this one. For Fresno, that's their 13th hit, as here comes the right fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr. Again, you must be 21. Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the top of the ninth, we thank Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's E.J. Andrews Jr. He has walked twice, 0-for-3, though, as that pitch is a called strike. And the count is at 0-1. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball foul on the count now at no balls and two strikes. So no balls, two strikes. As here comes the pitch from Pontes to E.J. Andrews. That ball's inside. The count of one ball, two strikes. And right now, if you're following us on social media or if you're not watching the game, and you're following us on social media, you just saw Minor League Baseball retweet saying that escalated quickly as that's a ground ball to the shortstop Cook. Over to second. The throw to first is not in time. It's going to be a fielder's choice as Bouguerin is out at second. Goes 6-4 on the fielder's choice. As here comes the first baseman in Parker Kelly. Kelly 3-for-5, a double, an RBI, and 2 runs scored. But instead, that escalated quickly. The 12 runs in the 8th inning. We're going to have to go through and see where does that rank among most runs scored in a single inning of minor league baseball this year. And also in Grizzlies history. As that's a fly ball to right field. And the right fielder ranging over. What a catch. A basket catch from Bolte for the second out. F9, as we'll bring up the catcher in Jesus Ordonez. So two outs now here in the top of the ninth inning. Here's Ordonez. Ordonez has a walk and reached on an error. He's also scored a run. But 0 for 4, as that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. I know Ordonez wants to get in on the fun. Each Fresno batter has scored at least one run in tonight's contest. Jake Snyder leads the charge with 3. Luis Mendez also has 3. As here comes the 0-1. And that is swung on and missed. A high fastball and the count at 0-2. When we head to the bottom of the ninth, it will be the top of the lineup for Stockton. And I believe it will be Carson Skipper's ninth inning as well. As Fresno leads 15-5 here in the ninth inning. Here's the 0-2. And it's high, and the count now at 1-2. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you the best we can of a wrap-up of today's action and what to expect next week. We want to thank all of our partners for all of our live reads and all of our commercials as well, as that's a foul ball towards the third baseline. And the count remains 0-2. Banner Island Ballpark, the Grizzlies looking for their third straight win, which would be tied for the most wins in a row by the Grizzlies this season. And they were in a six-game losing streak at one point into this series. And if they can win 3 in a row, this would be a huge momentum boost going into next week. Here's the 0-2, and that is a check swing. Did it go around? No, it didn't. The count at 1-2. But the Grizzlies have found a way here in this series at Banner Island Ballpark, a beautiful ballpark here in Stockton, California, right on the waterfront. As here comes the one ball, two strike. And it's a line drive, and Ordonez has his first hit as a Fresno Grizzly. 14 hits now for Fresno, as here comes Luis Mendez. The Grizzlies continue to hit the baseball. Up to second is Andrews Jr. So now runners at first and second with two outs. And here's Luis Mendez. Two hits now. They're sending off Pontes. 14 total hits for Fresno. So here's Mendez. He has walked 3 times. He also has an RBI single. So 1-for-2. He has had a big game today. Here's the pitch. And it's low in the count of 1-0. So 1-0. Here's the pitch, and it is in there in the count. Now 1-1. We're only 1 of 2 games still going on in minor league baseball, or in single-A baseball, excuse me. Here's the 1-1, as that's a high chopper. It's going to be a tough play. It's going to be the shortstop, Cook, and it ranges over the play. It's not in time. And that will end the inning. Actually, it is in time. Mendez could not get there in time. But it ends the inning. Grizzlies lead 15-5. We head the bottom of the ninth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5223.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars night. And may the Force be with you.
Bottom of the ninth inning here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. 15-5, Fresno leads Stockton. Carson Skipper back out for his second inning of work against Clark Elliott. The count of one ball and one strike. As Fresno looks to split the series against the Stockton Ports, this would be a big momentum swing for Fresno heading to next week. Here's the pitch, and it is a call strike. The count at 1-2. Today's attendance, 969. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest, or today's contest, and what to expect next week against the Visalia Rawhide. The Grizzlies, the Bears hot. Here's the 1-2. And it's a fly ball to right. That ball is a no-doubter. Home run for Clark Elliott. It's now 15-6. Clark Elliott leaves the yard. An RBI, a run, and a home run for Clark Elliott. It's now 15-6. And he'll bring up Colby Thomas. So the game not over yet. 15-6 now here in the ninth. So no outs here in the ninth inning. As here's the pitch, and it's a ball in the inner half of the plate. And the count at 1-0. So one ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. And it's a line drive to left field. That gets down. This could be extra bases for Thomas. He rounds first, heading to second. It's a stand-up double. Colby Thomas' third hit of the game. It's a double for Thomas. Second hit this inning. It'll bring up the right fielder, Henry Bolte. Bolte is a home run shy of the cycle here in the ninth inning. But Stockton trails 15-6. And right now, if you're Carson Skipper, just get through this inning. Let's get on the bus, head back to Fresno. By the way, that was the first homer for Clark Elliott this season. Seventh double for Colby Thomas now. So back-to-back extra base hits. Here's the pitch. And it's a breaking ball, swung on a miss. The count at 0-1. Skipper has a fastball, curveball, slider, cutter, and split. Here's the next pitch, and it's a called strike. And the count at 0-2. And Skipper throws from an over-the-top angle from that left side, a very tough angle to read. As here comes the 0-2. And the breaking ball down, and there goes Bolte. He is out for the first time this evening, and that is the first strikeout for, or second strikeout for Carson Skipper. One out as here comes the DH, Tommy Stevenson. 15-6 our score. Runner at second with one out. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. 15-6 our score. Fresno had a 12-run eighth inning. In their final three innings of their past two games, they have scored 22 of their 24 runs. Talk about comeback clause. Talk about success. One ball, one strike, one out. Runner at second. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled off in the count at 1-2. As Ordonez will get a new baseball. Tommy Stevenson at the plate. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch from Skipper. And it's high and fouled away. And the count remained at 1-2. By the way, in that eighth inning, the Grizzlies brought 16 batters to the plate. They had 7 hits, 4 walks, an error as well in that inning, as that is a called strike 3 for the second out. Stevenson, the third strikeout victim of Skipper. And here's Brendan Malone, the last chance for Stockton here in the ninth inning. The Grizzlies looking for a series split here at Banner Island Ballpark. Malone, a 2-RBI double back in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch, and it's a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Skipper, that breaking balls look great. The Grizzlies have thrown a lot of really good breaking balls this afternoon. And on the pro debut of Jackson Cox, here's the 0-1. It swung on and missed, and the Grizzlies are a strike away from a split series and their third straight win. 15-6. Here's the 0-2 from Carson Skipper, the left-hander. Here's the pitch, a line drive to left field. That gets down. This is going to score a second run. It's now 15-7. An RBI single for Brendan Malone. He's got 3 RBIs now. Thomas scores from second easily. So third hit, 2 runs now this inning. It's now 15-7. As here's TJ Schofield, Sam, 0-for-4. 2 outs here in the ninth inning. Again, a lot has to happen. We have seen it already in the Lake Elsinore Rancho series, as that is low in the count at 1-0. The Grizzlies just trying to keep pace in that California League Northern Division, try to stay 3 games back of the San Jose Giants. Here's the 1-0, and that's a high fly ball out to left field. Racing back is Snyder. He reaches up, makes the catch, and the Fresno Grizzlies have split the series against the Stockton Ports. They win 15-7 this afternoon. All right, we'll be back with the postgame show right after this. Your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars night. And may the Force be with you.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious by a final score of 15-7. And that brings us to our post-game show. Thanks for everyone for tuning in to today's action. Your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious by a final of 15-7. Fresno improves to 14-13. They split the series with the Ports after losing the first three games of the series. The Grizzlies now on a three-game winning streak, tied for the most by the team this season. Grizzlies scored 15 runs on 14 hits. They had no errors, left 12 runners on. For the Stockton Ports, they dropped to 6-21. They will take a split series despite today's action. They had 7 runs on 10 hits and 3 errors. They left 8 on base. The winning pitcher is Gabriel Barbosa. He is 1-3. The losing pitcher is Carlos Guarte. He is 0-2. Guarte, the loss, no save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 48 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 969. Well, let's try our best to get through this. Let's start with the pitching for Fresno. They only used 3 pitchers. Jackson Cox in his professional debut, the right-hander, 3 innings of 2-run baseball, allowed 2 hits and 2 walks while striking out 3. He looked like he was at ease all afternoon. Allowed a 2-RBI triple to Henry Bolte in the 3rd inning. Besides that, very consistent. Big strikeouts, elevated the fastball well, was in command for the majority of the time. Good job for the right-hander in Jackson Cox. And then Gabriel Barbosa in relief, 4 innings of 3-run baseball, allowed 5 hits and 1 walk while striking out 2. Barbosa wasn't as efficient, but the right-hander got the job done. He also picked up his first win of the season. Carson Skipper got through the final 2 innings, struck out 3, allowed 2 runs on 3 hits, a couple extra base knocks, including a home run to Clark Elliott. But Fresno, they came back. They were down 4-1 heading to the 7th inning, where things started going the Grizzlies' way. 2 runs in the 7th inning off the 2-run homer from Ryan Ritter. It was 4-3, but Stockton scored a run in the 7th inning on an RBI double from Tommy Stevenson. At that point, the Grizzlies, let's see if they had something in them, and boy, did they have so. In the top of the 8th inning, the Grizzlies scored 12 runs on 16 batters to the plate. They had 7 hits, 3 walks, and 1 error as well in that inning. The Grizzlies scored 12 runs in that inning and never looked back. They win 15-7. Fresno, a big win for them. Let's go through the line for each player. Jake Snyder, 2-for-4. Snyder had an RBI, 3 runs, and a walk. Ryan Ritter had a home run, the 2-run homer. He had 3 RBIs, 2 runs, and 2 walks as well. Andy Perez, now 4 RBIs, most by a Grizzlies batter this season. He was 3-for-6, including a double as well. He was fantastic. Bryant Bettencourt had an RBI as well. Jesus Bugarin, 2 hits and 2 RBIs for him. E.J. Andrews Jr. reached base twice via walk. He scored 1 run. 3 hits for Parker Kelly, including a double. He had 2 runs and an RBI. Jesus Ordonez had an RBI. He also had a run scored. And Luis Mendez had 3 runs and 3 walks, including an RBI single as well. He reached base 4 times in the 9th spot. The Grizzlies had 15 runs on 14 hits. On the other side for Stockton, the top of the lineup was very good. Clark Elliott had a home run, 2 runs, and a walk as well. Colby Thomas, 3 hits and 3 runs scored. Henry Bolte had 3 hits. He was a home run shy of the cycle. 2 RBI, 2 runs, and a walk as well. And then it was Tommy Stevenson. He had an RBI and a hit as well. And then 3 RBIs on 2 hits for Brennan Malone. So Stockton did have 10 hits. They scored 7 runs. The top of the lineup did the damage for them. The bottom of the lineup did not reach base one time except a hit by pitch to Jose Escorche. So the bottom of the lineup could not get things going for Stockton. The top lineup did their job, but the Ports fall from a final score of 15-7. The Grizzlies scored 22 runs, 14 in their final 3 innings today. Last night, they scored 8 over their final 3 innings, so 22 of their 24 runs were scored in their final 3 innings in both contests. An unbelievable job for a comeback clause victory, the 4th one for Fresno this season. And that brings in some momentum heading to next week's 6-game series back at Chukchansey Park against the Visalia Rawhide, the battle of a team that is 45 minutes from them. So it goes to next Tuesday, 11:05 a.m. first pitch for Making the Grade. Making the Grade game 2 of 3. So 11.05 a.m. first pitch. Stay tuned for our social media when you guys can find out when we'll go live for our pregame show. We'll hopefully try to catch up with Steve Solis, the Grizzlies manager, after that win right there. If not, we'll have the right-hander and Brady Hill joining us for next week. It should be a lot of fun. Grizzlies go to left-hander and Caleb Franzen. He'll be making his fifth start, a 1-1 record, a 3.86 ERA. Visalia will go to the right-hander, I believe, in Jacob Steinmetz. And Steinmetz will get the ball, the Israeli right-handed pitcher. He'll get the ball. So it should be Steinmetz, and it also should be Caleb Franzen. So that's the pitching matchup. The Grizzlies will head back home. They are hot. The Bear is hot. The Grizzlies win by a final score of 15-7, a 12-run eighth inning, the difference maker. However you're listening tonight, and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning in to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. We thank all of our corporate partners from the radio ads. We also thank all of our corporate partners on the live reads and everyone who has tuned in for today. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday night. Have a blessed rest of your night, and we will see you Tuesday morning for more Grizzlies Baseball. Our final score, Grizzlies 15, Port 7. I'm Stephen Rice. Have a great, blessed rest of your Sunday night. I'm signing off.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.